caramba, mis amigas! Hola!
Donde
está la biblioteca?
Always goes into biblioteca. Every time, no matter what we say in Spanish, we be like, ¡El diablo! You be like, biblioteca! Every time.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Cinco de Mayo. How you doing? How you doing? Icy, ZFM, Maniche, Chris, Pro Xbox, Bandstander, good lord. Y'all supposed to be out celebrating Mexican independence. Viva Mexico! What's up, Acid? Hey, guys. How you doing out there? It's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Southern Colby Show. We are two white guys, and we are going to celebrate Mexico by drinking beer.
Yeah.
Mexican beer.
Photoshop is not hard. ZFM, get good.
There you go. There you go. So today, the show is not sponsored by Sol.
Sol.
Cerveza de Mexico.
Does that mean sun?
I believe it does mean Sol. I believe it does mean Sol. It is a cerveza importada.
Ew, that's even worse.
Born in the heat of Mexico in 1899, Sol is a Mexican beer with an optimistic spirit and a crisp, refreshing taste.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Kind of got like an orgy taste to it.
It's very weak. It's very weak.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking light beer. It's a pilsner.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
I'd probably take this over a Corona.
It's light. It's easy to drink. We could get blazed on the beach with these, dude. Blazed. Like, full on drunk AF.
I see. That's not a lot.
That's not a lot, I see. That's,
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah. If you can make that face and have barely any punishment... pretty good. There's a couple weird things that happen with this beer. A lot of political things happening with this beer. Let me start you with this. Political's not the right word. Just shush. Just shush. Okay, maybe we should preface with this. We went to brunch.
Yes.
We each had three margaritas, which were 90% tequila.
Yep.
We're a little drunk
already.
We're
a little lit right now.
Yeah, we're a little I'm not going to say lit, but we're a little drunk right
now.
We're
a little on flame.
So, and then we're just going to keep it going with the Sol Cerveza.
Actually, yeah, what a great day to have margaritas.
Dude, it is, dude. It's Cinco de Mayo, man.
Actually.
So it's going to be a fun show. An hour in, I'm not responsible for whatever happens. 20 minutes in, from now forward, I am not responsible for anything that happens. Okay? If you are a member of my family, leave. Except my sister, but don't show anybody. Okay, thank you. So here's the deal with this beer. Colby has an app on his phone called Flexo. What's it called?
That's it.
Okay, and basically it gives you points, apparently, for things that you buy in grocery stores and alcohol stores and all types of stores in general.
Yeah.
And today, because it's Cinco de Mayo, ooh la la, that's French, it is you get 3,500 points for buying Sol versus 25 for a regular beer.
Yep.
So, he bought Sol today, which is fine. I don't care. Like, Britt was giving him a hard time. Like, he only bought it because he got points. We're like, we haven't had it. Who cares? It's all the same to us. Yeah. Brand new beer. Never tried it. Okay? I don't know why I'm still modeling it for you. It literally looks like I'm a model and I'm sponsoring this. Yeah. So, we got this, and Colby only got 25 points for it, so he's mad about that.
I'm very infuriated.
And then I noticed when we popped it open right before the beginning of the show, it says Best Buy June 2019, so this has also probably been sitting on the shelf of the liquor store for what, probably a year?
Yeah,
so
at least that
doesn't bode well for Sol.
Doesn't beer only get better with time?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true, right?
Acid, do you want to mess with the space-time continuum? Because I will unflip this, okay? And it will change your worldview. This is our thing is reversed. One, because it looks more normal, and two, because I'm first and Colby second.
Yes.
It makes more sense. Do you want to see what this looks like, right? This is actually what the camera looks like.
This is how the show used to be, actually.
This is how it used. This is not good.
This is fucked up.
I don't know why it looks so wrong this way, but it looks wrong. Okay, so just promise me that, just deal with the label being backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, just deal with it.
It's better for everyone
because it's better this way. It's better. Believe us.
I don't know why. Why is that?
I only thing I think of is that we're more used to it.
Maybe?
Maybe. It's the only thing I can think of. You know? Or maybe because, like, I'm in the distance and you're not. Okay? Like, maybe because then we read left to right. Maybe I don't look in the distance like I do it the other way.
Maybe.
I don't know. But regardless, we should never change it. Yeah. Okay? Acid, it's okay. No one blames you. Okay? We have to do it every once in a while to remind. Like, I think we did it for your mom, actually. She's like, why are you flipped? I can't read your store. It says Ikikinik. You know? Instead of Nike. And she's like, why does it say that? Like, we flipped it. And we changed it for her, and then you got a text that said, turn it back or I will abort you, and so we turned it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because it's messed up. It's messed up to see, right? And honestly, I don't even really notice it's backwards anymore. But it is. It is. It is. How do you say Nike backwards?
Ekin.
Ekin. I like a kickin' it. That's how we're going to say it.
That is
okay?
better.
So just deal with it. Just deal with
it. I'm kicking it, man.
But hey, everybody. How you doing out there? It is the Seth and Colby Show. We are live. It is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It is Mexican Independence. Like, that's what Cinco de Mayo is, right?
No idea.
I think it's Mexican Independence. I'm like...
That sounds racist.
90% sure. It is a little racist that we celebrate their Independence Day, because they don't celebrate the 4th of July. Do they?
I don't think so.
No. Does that mean their holiday is just better?
Yeah, it's the drinking holiday.
Yeah,
well,
it's a great holiday.
We like take over every holiday. I think on Canada Day we drink. I think on
Hold on. By we you mean United States? Because if you're just being like me and you, that we drink every holiday.
Yeah,
and
well, I meant like it's all holidays are drinking holidays, minus like two.
What holidays don't you drink on?
Like, probably most families don't drink on Christmas.
What are you talking about,
Do
dude?
You drink
eggnog,
on Christmas?
Man.
That's a good point. Easter?
I think we drank on Easter.
On
this show.
We did,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we did.
I'm saying normal people.
We're just drunks.
Thanksgiving?
Let's just say drunks. We're just drunks. I think most people drink to get through Thanksgiving because they're
I
with
think
their families.
So, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and my grandparents drink wine on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Give it its 1% wine, but
it's still wine, dude. They got one
wine.
Grape in there that was fermented.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one berry has got me blitzed. That's what they're saying. Colby's grandparents is how they exactly talk. Hannah
you won't
backwards
say
is Hannah.
Lit, but you'll say blitzed.
Yeah, dude.
You're an odd man.
Lit's too cool for me. Blitzed, I feel, is okay.
Dude, I know.
What do you mean you know?
I know.
What's that mean?
I got an old person I know that says lit all the time.
Oh, dude, it's not okay. It's not okay. I don't like it. Chat makes me read things sometimes. Like, they'll put in, like their donations or whatever. They'll be like, dude, I love this stream. It's so lit. You know?
So lit.
And, like, when they say
so
it, it means
point.
Something nice. But
so
when I read it back,
flame,
I'm like, please.
Sucker.
Please don't make me say
flame,
it.
Flame, man.
Please don't make me
you
say
what
lit.
What really upsets me?
Nazis.
My beard.
Oh, okay, yeah. Your beard, huh? What's
dude,
wrong
like,
with it?
It looks real thick right here.
Okay.
But only right there.
Looks good, man. It looks
yeah.
like you got like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, but it needs to go over here, and then up here, and then over here.
What the what happened to you shaving it off?
What?
Your beard. I thought you were going to go clean shaven.
No, I look too weird. Especially now that I'm fatter.
Yeah?
Like, you could really tell I'm fat without the facial hair. So I got to keep it.
Okay, man.
Like, you can really tell these cheeks
you
are
cannot.
A little,
hey, thank you,
a
Chris.
A little more pinchy.
Thank you very much. You're the big D. You're the big D for the week.
Are you? Big D. Give me that big D.
No. You're not even close to being fat, dude. Not even close.
Oh, God.
Okay. You see this?
No.
No what, Icy?
No. You're not fat. You're not fat. Really like your guys' podcast setup. If you all have a list of computer and camera equipment I could buy for my podcast, listen, Chris. I'm gonna tell you something honestly.
You put up an image. Yeah, don't.
Because
it's worthless.
Don't copy us.
His setup is the worst.
It is the worst.
It's
buy
the
your,
best, but it's the worst.
Buy,
and completely unnecessary.
Buy yourself a USB microphone. I actually don't know. I don't know if I have setup on this computer. I don't think I do. I don't think I do. And it's only on my stream. Oh, nope, I do. I do. It's always good to revisit this. Yeah, look, here you go. Here you go. Here's our equipment. Enjoy. Or just don't. Just don't. I literally built this image. This is true. This image is true. Mm-hmm. This is my setup. It's accurate. Don't do it. I built it so you could be like, okay, no.
That's too much.
That's not.
That's
not
literally a studio.
It is. Yeah, I have it's a radio studio. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't do it. I built this over 10 years. Don't do it. I mean, it's going to sound great. It's going to sound like radio, but don't do it. Because your podcast host still bumps beer into his microphone. There's nothing you can do about it. No matter how good your setup is, you still get the... cheers! I can't even do it. How did you do it? How did you do that?
It's down here, man. Is it just my mic so
I think your
loud?
Mic is so loud.
That's so unfair. So, like, if I talk in it, this is how you talk in it, right? And that's why I'm so much louder right
don't
now?
Don't do that. It's hurting my ears.
I
the compressor in there is going...
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's because you don't have mic technique.
I'm really bad at it.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we could turn...
I could be better. I just choose
Do you want me to turn your mic to my level and see what happens?
No, I'm fine.
I think it would be hilarious.
I'm good.
Okay, all right. We won't do it.
It's too much work. Too much work.
It's really not that much work.
It's a lot of work.
It's really not. You can just lean in there and turn your
game. I know. That means I have to move. That's a lot of work.
I could do it for you. I'm offering to stand and walk over there.
You're the fucking worst.
Now you're going to do it?
Fucking worst.
Man. Just turn your gain to where my gain is. Change 2 to 1. You know how to do it. Oh my God, it's so much quieter in here. It sounds like we turned your mic off. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it does sound like that, right?
You're still not, you got to talk. You're going to have to talk like right into that.
I'm talking right into
Look
it.
Look at how much better it sounds, though.
It doesn't. It sounds worse to me.
It's you know what it is? We're actually hearing your voice for what your voice is.
This is my voice. It's always been this
turn it,
voice.
Turn it back. No, turn it back. Go back. Put it in between. I'll put it back.
No, hold on. I got it. No. The gain is so far in comparison to these microphones. One's over here. The other one's over here. Like,
you gotta turn it up.
You hear that noise come back in? Or is it too quiet? See, I don't think anybody knows it unless they're literally listening with headphones.
Who listens to headphones
that
to the podcast?
Aren't like ear.
Don't. Ear I do not like. I do not like what I heard your throat. I don't like it.
Who heard my throat?
I did. Like, I felt like I was hearing the voice as it was produced by your vocal cords.
And not as it echoes out?
Yeah, as it comes out later.
That's weird.
It's
yeah, more raspy.
Do I sound different in your headphones than I do when you listen to me just talk? Like, do I sound different now than I did before? Yeah, I don't know why that is. You sounded different.
I think you're just not used to it. Because I talk real quiet, but this can pick it up.
Yeah, that's why it's up that loud. It's for you. I just want you to be comfortable while you broadcast.
Yeah, I have a fantastic life on this show. I don't know what you're talking
about. I personally love working
Never
around
get
a microphone.
Roasted.
I like it, you know, so.
I don't like my face being right in it. Like, you need to see all my face, and that way it could be down here. Yeah, I could talk into it. Okay, I don't like that much of my face.
Like, there's no mic in that shot, you know? There's like, you really can't not. Do my face because my mic's in it, see? Like, no matter where I go. Like, if I move the mic out of shot, you would only hear me based off Colby's mic.
Yeah.
It's not to say if you wanted to actually hear me, you'd get the mic in the shot. Colby, he's just his head. Stop it. It's gross.
I'll wink at anybody.
Oh,
man.
My Lord.
Except, do you have a preferred wink eye? Yeah, it's my left.
It's my left. Yeah, it's my left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that a lot. I'm like, but I look like I'm having a seizure. It looks like you're having a seizure.
Hey, ladies.
It doesn't come off the right way.
How do you like this? Yeah. Hey, thanks. I'm guessing Bandstander's coming on my Destiny shirt. Not your
That's
own
a cool deal. Shirt.
I worked hard for this shirt, man.
Yeah.
What a waste of my life.
Why?
Well, it's because Destiny sucks now.
What is it?
This is my Destiny Year 2, like, 100% completionist shirt. Taylor, did you get my DM
did you
this
get
morning?
It for free, or?
Well, you only can have the opportunity to buy it by completing certain milestones in the game, and then you can buy it for $20.
Well, there you go.
So, I got
Them
this one,
cheap,
and I got a Year
Them
3 shirt.
Cheap-ass bastards.
They did it for Destiny 2 as well.
They can just make a one-color fucking front shirt and just give it away?
Or they could just give it away, yeah.
I mean, that shirt's more expensive than a one-color front, but I mean...
It is a one-color front.
Nah, it's two. It's got an underbase.
Well, they shouldn't do that.
Just well, then it would not show up.
Just digiprint it.
Then it will fall off in a year.
Just digiprint it.
Also, that's more expensive than screen print.
I'm sure Activision can afford it.
They probably can, but
sure
they don't
they can.
Want to.
Yes, but I'm
what
sure they can.
What did I walk into, Taylor? The bowels of hell.
Yeah. Kind of fell into them, actually.
Yeah.
More than walked. But yeah. Hey, man, how was your week? Is it good?
Huh?
I don't know why I wasn't expecting a huh, but, you know.
Good week?
Yeah, man. That's it. Just let it go, okay?
I had a great week.
Don't start this, all right? He's going to get mad.
It's the bowels.
The bowels.
The bowels.
B-O-W-E-L-S.
I forgot the word when I started to say it. I got close enough, acid. God damn. What are we, in English class?
Hey, man, can you get me one? I actually don't think I need one.
Are these not metal?
I'm drunk.
Well, that sucks for you, because I bought 12.
I'm drunk. I gotta... I've been trying to work on three things. I have three projects I've been trying to get done for a week, and
oh,
I haven't done them. One of them is the burrito party shirt,
mm-hmm.
trying to get it up online.
It's done.
Yeah, but I haven't put them up online to buy.
That's a button.
No, it's not.
That's not a button. Literally couple clicks and a button.
It's more than just a shirt. I got to put up shirts, long sleeves, women's, tank tops, hoodies, everything.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Send this video to Printful once we do this.
Okay.
Shouldn't there be a button where you could just click all the products that you want with the same design and then it just does it?
Yes!
Like, how hard is that?
It can't be that hard.
It can't be that hard.
Maybe the only thing I think of is that most people who use Printful are idiots, and they don't have good designs,
yeah.
and so they gotta like put it in the box perfectly.
Right.
We're like, we could just be like, fit to box for yeah. every one of them.
Yeah, that's gotta be an option.
It should be.
Just as long as you design it on their damn template, just make a universal template, because sometimes hoodies, you know, the pocket, they can't print on the pocket, so you only have a certain length on it.
It should just be like top centered.
Yeah, like
fit top centered.
12 by 12 would cover
yes.
every single fucking
yes,
piece
it
of
would.
Item they could offer.
And they don't.
And they don't.
We should work for Printful.
Send this to them.
Okay, I'm going to clip it and I'm going to send
then
it to them.
Give us money.
Well, I don't care really about the money. Honestly, them making my life easier is worth more than money at this point.
Give us money.
So, burrito party shirt.
It's a good-looking shirt, though.
Leopold the Llama shirt.
Oh, really? You made one of those?
And then I have a contract for you, so you could... Would you shut up? And then I have a thing for you, so you can start getting paid, so maybe you'll finish all the projects you have to do.
Sure. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, this isn't live, Swim. This is actually pre-recorded. We planned on your arrival. Hey, April, what's up, dude? How are you? Hope you're doing well. So yeah, I have to get all those things. Because I only see you twice a week. I was gonna get your paperwork ready for today, but then instead we went out and got drunk.
That's fine.
It was great.
I can hold off.
No, I don't want you to hold off. I want you to finish.
I mean, I can hold off on getting paid.
Oh.
I won't finish. Like, that will never happen, but.
Manichae's just at home crying. So, yeah, it's fine.
Come on.
It's fine. Oh, what's happening?
I gotta do something.
What? In the middle of the show?
Yeah. Because I remembered it right now, and I'm going to forget it by the
okay.
end of the show.
Okay, all
right,
I understand.
I need to get paid.
You make too much money. You forget to invoice people?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, he works on net 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I have to give it to him in a week in advance for me to get it next week. I forgot last week, which really I should have got paid.
So now you're 20 days behind?
And yeah, now I'm...
Yeah. I don't, Chris. I don't. And it's not for this channel, so... Technically, I'm cross-promoting.
That's fine. You need the money, bro.
I do. Apparently, you don't. Yeah, clearly, you're okay.
I forgot about that. I need to send it today so I can get paid next Monday.
You know, you could just look. Oh, you don't have your Apple Watch on. That's one of my favorite things about this is I can be like, hey, Siri, remind me tomorrow to make Colby's contract. Here's your reminder. Done.
I did that for when I called in jury duty.
Now you could be like, remind me when I get home to invoice that dude.
Yeah.
I think you could even be even more confusing to be like, remind me 30 minutes from now, or remind me 30 minutes after I get home to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Use technology, man. We live in the future.
Fuck them.
The future?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at home earlier trying to figure out what to wear to go to brunch because I didn't know what the temperature was.
Okay.
I called my Google Siri, and then my phone opened up, and I was like, hey, Siri. Wait, I mean, hey, Google.
I have all of them now. It's horrible.
Hey, Google, what's up? Tell me a joke.
What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. And then it made a weird noise. When you get a second look at IRL, okay.
It's taking its time, just loading.
Why isn't it loading?
It's gonna take its time.
Look at this shirt. Oh my god.
Wow.
That's glorious. That's glorious, April. That's
glorious. The print is huge on that.
Dude, that's how it should be.
Is that an overall shirt?
No.
Or is that just the print?
It's just the print.
Damn.
That's how it should be, man. Get that thing big.
It's Printful?
Get that thing big. It is.
Jeez.
I think it's a little bit of the angle. I don't think it looks that big in real life. I don't think it really big. Hey, Swim, why don't you ask how Colby is? Why is Swim ignoring you?
What?
We said, how are you, Seth? He didn't care about you.
That's fine. He knows you.
So
he doesn't know me.
I want him to acknowledge my friends.
I've never seen him ever before. Hello, him or her. I don't know who you are. Him, they, them, her, it.
Okay.
Whatever you prefer.
Okay. I have all three.
What?
I have Siri, Google, and Alexa. All of them.
Hey, Alexa. Hey, Google. Hey, Siri. Google didn't hear me.
Neither did Siri.
What the fuck?
None of them heard you. They don't like you.
What the fuck, man? Okay, I put this back on. I don't think I can get this back off.
You rebottled your bottle of beer?
I rebottled it, man.
Well, I hope it's okay, April. I hope it's not too big. I don't think it's that big. Like, when I'm in,
it looks huge. Like, not the shirt. The print. The print looked huge.
I don't think it's that big. That's fine. See, she says it's good. All right, calm down.
Dude, look how big your face is on that shirt.
Dude, my head's big. What do you want me to do?
I mean, it makes sense. It's very accurate. But damn. Like, I didn't know it was that big.
Dude, I got a big head.
Well, fuck your big head.
Yo, Swim Team, speaking of people in chat, Swim Team keeps trying to send me hats.
They ain't gonna fit.
That's what I tell them every time.
Dude, I saw an interview with Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
Fuck, man, that dude's head is huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Big head?
Yeah.
Like, bigger than my head?
Okay, like, on this, he was sitting on a couch with another normal-sized dude, not small person, dwarf, whatever they like to be called.
They, yeah.
He was sitting back on the couch. Dinklage was sitting kind of on the edge of the seat, but still on the couch.
Okay.
So there's a little depth issue.
Okay.
But fuck, man, that dude's head is huge.
I need to see this.
Huge!
I want to be part of the big head club. I'm fine being in the club with Peter Dinklage.
I think you are.
I think it's me, Peter Dinklage, Leonardo DiCaprio. I think those are the big head people, right?
Do you have a big head, do you, sir? I'll stab it in its ass.
Don't do this.
I'll poke it with my penis sword.
God! Why is it a sword? Wait, is that a sword shaped?
You take your pick. I got both.
I want both then, alright.
Alright. You get stabbed in the heart with the sword that is shaped like a penis, and then
see, this is way better. Okay, is it okay if I show these, April? That's not huge. That's normal size.
Such a big print.
It's not that big.
That head is gigantic.
Dude, now you're being hurtful. Calm down about the size of my head. It's fine.
Also, you got a dick for a nose on that one. You know, I hit a dick on your nose. It's got a dick nose, man. And you're making an O with your hand, and you're about to stick your nose penis in your hand hole. Oh, I'm so immature.
That's my Twitch emote, man.
Yeah, man. No, I didn't purposely hide a dick on it, but there it kind of does look like a dick, doesn't it? That's okay. I have a ball sack on my arm, so you know it. It evens out.
You want to show chat? I don't think they can see your tattoo.
Do you guys?
Have you ever told that story on the air? Like, see, he's got this skull, and some guy in the gym walked up to him and goes,
It wasn't done. So the only thing, it was outlined, the entire tattoo was outlined, but the only thing that was filled in with black was the eyes and the nose. And then this dude just walks up and
like
says,
a stranger, right?
Straight, never met him before. He's right. Like, you got a ball sack on your arm, bro? I'm like, ha ha! No.
And like, now, like, I only saw nostril for skull, but now that he mentioned it, that's all I could see.
It looks like those truck nuts.
It looks like truck
which
nuts.
I am so happy about, honestly. Like, I have
it's
a joke.
It's a hidden image.
Yeah.
Your arm is an F-150.
It's a skull, but really, I got a ball sack. I got two. Well, one and a half.
What? Hmm? One and a half balls?
One and a half ball sacks, yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh, you have both balls.
I mean, both balls, but it's like a half sack.
You got a small sack?
It varies.
I mean, I would say that your sack is small, but Britt has said it's large. And when she said that, this is like a year ago, she was like commenting on the length of your balls. Chris and I were both like, really?
I mean, sometimes it depends on how horny I am.
Okay. I should not brought this up. This is... Okay, that's a pretty big head. Peter Dinklage.
Dude, look at his fucking big ass head, man.
It's a pretty big head. It's a pretty big head.
Also, is he actually carrying that person, or is that person standing on the floor?
What is wrong with you?
Dude, there's no way he can carry that big of a dude. He's basically a child. Unless they have some sort of hidden strength I don't know about.
We can never go to brunch before the show.
In that case, I would love to be a dwarf.
Wait, he's not Ant-Man.
He better be Ant-Man. It looks like it. If he can lift a normal-sized dude, that's impressive. If you hopped on a 10-year-old, they would not be able to carry you.
No, they wouldn't. I would be a murderer.
Also, I mean, I couldn't carry you. You remember that time, drunk strength?
You
fell
did
over?
Carry me for a bit, though.
Like two steps.
But you did
and then
do
I
it.
Lost balance.
You'd be proud of those two
I
steps.
I can do a non-drunk, probably.
No, you couldn't.
Probably could.
No, you couldn't.
Probably
you
could.
You want to test it out?
Yeah.
We're drunk right now.
Yeah, see, and that's why we can't test it out right now.
We got to stop the show. We're only 30 minutes in. We can't keep this going.
Dude, it's great, man.
You want to try to lift
the best
me?
Content. I mean, I can.
The last time he did this, he hurt my arm real bad.
Yeah, but I tried to walk. If I'm just picking you up.
Just going to try to lift me?
I could do that.
Okay.
We could try that. Oh, shit. I knocked off the thing. This is too dangerous, man. We don't have the room or the necessary strength to do this.
What am I doing?
Hop on, man.
Oh, no!
Hop on. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I got you, man. You are off the ground.
Don't walk!
Oh, shit.
Don't walk!
You were technically off the ground.
I was.
That's all I want to say. Oh, that was too much work.
My thighs hurt.
That was too much
work. You're going to wake up tomorrow with back pain. 100%.
No, it was my groin, man. I had to take a wide stance to keep that balance. It was ripping in the middle.
Like, I felt him struggle when I first got on. Oh, God.
I haven't squatted in forever, man.
Lock it up! That's what I
mean. We did it, though. Yeah, my head hurts.
Should we leave? We peaked.
We peaked.
We peaked right there. That's it. Downhill.
We can get into some topics, man.
Oh, my God. Colby Till said he should buy a PC to game PC games.
You should.
I should. You're right.
And for this only fact right here.
Mm-hmm.
City Skylines.
Mm-hmm.
So much better on the PC.
You're playing City Skylines
so
Thursday?
So much better.
Uncle Way plays games, and you're going to have to play it on Xbox. Are
well, what if
that?
I bring over my laptop? Could you plug it in? I have an HDMI out.
Maybe. If you show up 30 minutes before, we can test it.
Because I have City Skylines on it with a whole bunch of mods.
I mean,
I think.
I mean, in theory, we should be able to plug it in my capture card, yeah.
I could have deleted it.
Well, you can download it tomorrow.
Yeah, I could.
I mean, we got plenty of days.
I'll take a look.
So, then why you say it like that's weird? Colby, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're unemployed and your only job is Twitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay? How much money did you make off this show last month?
$50.
Okay. So let's say that's your only income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And someone looked at you and said, hey, I could spend $20 and just give you a $20 bill. Mm-hmm. Or I could send you grits.
What are grits?
They're basically, it's a low-grade oatmeal.
Oh, like potatoes.
Yes. Which one are you going to pick?
I'm going to pick the money.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Was he trying to send you actual food in the mail?
Well, Swim is very generous. He wants to send me things. He does a lot of giveaways. He does give bits. He bought a hat. He does these things. But I'm water bottling him because he like wants to mail me things. And I'm like, please, instead of spending $10 on something that I'm really not going to use, just give me $10.
I mean, he is buying you like food to live.
Right. Like, in a way, he is buying me grits. Because if I wanted grits, I could take his $10 and buy grits. But if I also needed $10 to pay rent this month, I could just...
I think rent's more important than food.
Although I would appreciate if I could pay my rent with grits. But he acts like it's all weird that I want bits instead of grits.
Yeah, it's not weird.
It's not weird. It's pretty normal.
It's just trying to make a living.
Why did Menace say mods, Craig has? Oh, about City Skylines. Is Menace on a 20-minute delay?
I think so.
He might.
Yeah, man. I heard a city. Steam. Oh, those mods, though.
You guys ever wonder...
Shit.
...why the moon is brighter than the sun?
Hey, Menace.
When you stare at it...
Hey, Menace.
...but the sun isn't as bright...
I got a great...
...and you can't look at it. Mods!
That's what I imagine just happened at his house.
I got a great game for Menace to play when he's high. It's the best game... ever, and only is the best game.
Wait, who?
Whenever you're high. Menace.
Just in general to play while you're high.
Or anybody who's high.
Okay.
Either
okay.
Or.
Okay.
It requires 3 people at the minimum.
Okay.
4 people at its best.
Okay.
Okay.
What about 5? Is it broken?
It's not, but it's awkward.
Okay.
So it's called Throlos.
Okay.
Basically what it is, it's the most simplest game. This is the funnest game if you're intoxicated.
Britt just said, don't listen. This is a terrible game.
Yeah, she's the worst, so just move past it. You get in a room, a normal room, 4 walls,
Wait,
4 corners.
Explain more in depth this room concept.
I can't have no angled walls, none of this shit.
No bay
half
windows.
Walls.
If you got
no.
a bay window, you leave.
If you got a balcony, get the fuck out. 4 walls, 4 corners. One person sits in each corner. You have a ball of some sort. Does not matter. Your choice. Could be a fucking bouncy ball. Could be a Nerf ball.
What about
could
this
not
box
be
of
a
nerds?
Box of empty Nerf. No.
Sorry. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Any ball you want.
Okay.
Okay? And then you throw it back and forth in between each other.
I have a ball.
So it's completely random. You can throw it wherever you want to any person. You got to be on your game. And then if they miss it, you have 3 strikes. And you're out. And then you whittle it down to 3 players, then 2 players. You can adjust the positioning of where the players are to determine what game, where you're playing, things like that. But goddamn, is it not the funnest game? It's 4 square, but indoors, yes.
Wait, so you're just throwing a ball back and forth?
Yeah, that's literally it. It's so fun. Because you rocket this thing at each other.
Yeah, so it's catch in an empty room.
It's catch in an empty room.
Why doesn't it matter if I have a bay window then?
Well, I mean, it really doesn't, but it just works better in 4 corners. I lost, see?
Oh!
On the team. On the team.
Can you do it without hitting your mic?
No. That doesn't count.
Why not? Because you
I mean, suck? Maybe. Right away, Colby, I'm on it. It's the best. It's and you can bounce it off walls
oh!
and shit.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, you can bounce it off walls. You can do whatever you want. Just as long as it also, sorry, the rules is if it's in this area. So the distance of your hand without moving
it's catchable. Okay. Regardless so of you if you can catch that. It or not, it,
it would have been close. You're right.
But that's the rule. If it's not in here and they catch it, it's fine. But if they don't catch it, it's debatable. And then it's
then
the whole
out?
Group's decision whether or not that's a strike or not.
Okay, so why is it only why do five people make it weird?
Well, in a four-quartered room, one of them has to sit like there's three on one wall,
oh,
two
so
on the
so
other.
So the objective of the game is to not move.
Yeah.
You have to sit perfectly still. Okay, grab the ball. Let's do this.
I mean, not perfectly still, but...
But the idea is that...
If you want to show off and make a weird catch, you can.
It's about flexing. So, like, right. If I threw a ball like this, you still caught it,
mm-hmm.
you're gone.
Right, but if I threw it, like, in the door...
If you just dropped it before you even threw it.
That would be a strike. That would be a strike.
He literally went to just roll out.
It did. It really did, guys. Telling you, funnest game ever when you're intoxicated.
Which, for the record, we are. So, listen, J-Bar, I'm trying to make it exciting. Okay?
Board games, Menace, that's too much thinking.
Yeah, dude. What are you, some
smart person?
Yeah.
Some guy with a brain? Come on, turn it off.
Turn off
some
that
balls.
Brain. Smoke it up.
Catch them balls in your hands or your mouth, whichever one you can do.
Wait, I can catch it with my mouth?
Yeah, man, just as long as it don't hit the ground.
Really? So if I, like, caught it in my feet?
I mean, yes. I think we had a rule that below the hips, it's...
Okay.
You can't... It's like a foul or like a... Yeah, foul ball.
So you're not out, but
right.
You're like...
Right.
Not in?
Colby isn't proud. No. What?
Why would we be proud? We're in my son's bedroom doing a podcast for 12 people.
Dude,
why would we be proud?
Turn that fan this way, man. I'm getting
it's
hot.
It's so hot. This might be one of those shows where you need to be like, you know...
It might be.
It might be one of those shows where you just like put it on my lap, you know, the crotch fan. To get it up here.
Sober life? Whew. Fuck that.
I mean, to be fair, Colby was talking about weed, which neither of us partake in. Colby used to.
Mm-hmm.
I really never did, but yeah. Too much heat, Joe. Yeah, dude. We're so sexy as well. J-Bar.
Yeah, I've radiates. Never played that game drunk.
Oh, my sweet God. I gotta change it. It's going to kill me one day.
I mean, probably, yeah, with your heart condition, you should probably not have that happen. I shouldn't play those goddamn scary games anymore.
Well, you only play them once a year, so.
No, you know, nah, that's twice a year.
April, thank you very much for the 1,100 bits. She used Bleed Purple, which gives us an extra 10,000. It's not your fault. It's my fault, April. I appreciate you. Giving up. Now she's the big D, and
that's the big D.
She's the big D.
Be proud of your big D.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because you called it the big D.
But you don't just say it with that voice.
You do though.
You don't.
You absolutely should. Anywho, what was I saying?
I don't know. We shouldn't have had mimosas and then done this show. You know,
we didn't have mimosas. We had margaritas.
You're right. We did have margaritas.
The worst.
You know we're 40 minutes in?
No.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I've only had a beer.
Have we? Well, you've had a beer and a half.
A half.
I mean, to be...
I typically have three an hour.
Why do you know that?
Because on Thursdays, I bring six beers. I drink three the first hour and then three over the course of the game because technically...
But that's 2 hours.
Well, I'm half distracted those 2 hours, though.
Wait, so you focus more on your game than you do on the show?
Oh, definitely. It requires my hands.
Okay.
This show does not require my hands
in
any way.
It does not. Well, we did just play catch.
I mean, that did, and that's probably why I'm down a beer.
Did you just look for the ball? It's over there.
I see it.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm okay. It's hot.
It is a little hot. You ready for Thrones tonight, bruh?
No.
No?
I want to talk about it, but I can't because I spoiled it. I know what's going to happen. I have to wait to talk about it. I just... I'm so excited to see your reaction, dude.
Oh, God.
This is no longer Game of Thrones for me. This is watch Colby and Britt react mm-hmm. to what I know is going to happen. Yeah. And that honestly is more entertaining to me than Game of Thrones.
That's literally what it was the last time we watched Game of Thrones together, too, yeah.
That was last season.
Yeah.
Last season, mm-hmm. But this season's different. Because last season I knew an overarching plot.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what was going to happen between episodes 1 and 7. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know how really it was going to happen. But mm-hmm. I knew it was going to happen. This time I know what's going to happen tonight.
Mm.
And so I'm like, I'm ready. This is why I love spoilers, you know? I sent them to Taylor, too, and I think I asked her, did you see my DM, but she just left. Like, she's not here anymore.
Yeah, she didn't. She just likes to check in. She's not part of the show anymore.
But she's a bigger part of the show than most people. Like, April, she should be the biggest part of the show. Just gave us $11.
In my heart, she is.
Yeah, in my heart, she is, too. So how come Taylor keeps clawing her way back in here? We need to flush her out.
Bring her up.
Just flushed her.
Just flushing her.
No more talk about no yep, Taylor bitch ass. Taylor bitch ass. You got to catch up there, buddy.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not as big a drinker as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But anyway. You want to talk about topics, man?
We can get into some.
Save that one for later. Listen, we're talking about Game of Thrones. J.J.R. Martin Jabbar says that three of HBO's Game of Thrones spinoffs are moving forward nicely. HBO's Game of Thrones, Ninja Tours, whatever. 2017, who cares? Looks like HBO his latest blog post, Martin notes that of those five, three of them are moving forward nicely. He has ordered a pilot for one of them, which Martin says he isn't supposed to call The Long Night, set thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones, is expected to start shooting sometime this summer, with S.J. Clarkson, Defenders, and Jessica Jones set to direct.
Oh, that's terrible.
But it looks like HBO might not stick with just that project. At the very least, it's hedging its bets. Martin says that two of the other projects are still in development, and while they remain in the script stage, they are edging closer, presumably, to something beyond just words on a page. We learned last month that one of the successor shows, Siri Writers, and co-executive producer Brian Cogman, isn't happening.
Cogman!
And what they'll be about, or what will take place, Martin wouldn't say, but suggests that some of you should pick up a copy of Fire and Blood, which is a history of the Targaryens and Westeros, and comes up with your own theories.
Oh, shut up.
What do you think, man?
Everyone who gives a shit about Game of Thrones knows about the goddamn Targaryens.
They're gonna make a TV show about it, dude.
Ah, great. That's literally the only history of Game of Thrones.
If you could
pick... The Long Night and then Aegon's Conquest. That's literally the only history of Game of Thrones.
If you could make a Game of Thrones spinoff about any topic, even if it's my choice, Peter Baelish's brothel, okay, what would your spinoff be?
It'd be Aegon.
Really? Oh, so you would like that then?
Yeah.
So why are you hating on it?
Who knows nothing, babe? Gah.
She said, you know nothing.
Can you imagine if I sent a McDonald's logoed shirt to some random Twitch streamer's P.O. box from their site without a return address? Do it.
Well, now he's told us so.
Well, not us, but some random Twitch streamer. Just do it and see what their reaction is. I want to know.
Yeah, and then send us a clip.
Yeah.
Like every week.
Me? Babe, I'm going to eat your face.
You're gonna eat her face?
I'm gonna eat her fucking face off, man.
What about not Targaryen? Give me something out of the box you would want to see.
Out of the box? There's no out of the box.
There's so much.
Literally. Literally.
What about all the Dragonfire stuff?
That's all after Aegon.
Well, what about, can we do some of that?
I don't care.
Can we do a spinoff about that? Why they got all the Dragonfire?
What Dragonfire?
The stuff at the Battle of Blackwater.
You mean Wildfire?
Yeah. Why'd they make all that?
Because they didn't have any more dragons.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Why'd they make it? Can we do a spinoff about that?
Well,
like how
okay.
It's made, but Wildfire?
Here's a theory. Theory is that Bran goes back in time and makes the Mad King mad so that all these events that we've seen happen to where we can get to beating the Night King in one night rather than a generation. That's a theory. But I doubt that it will happen. If you know how the episode goes, you can tell me right now.
No, I can't.
That doesn't happen.
I'm not going to tell you.
Then we're good.
I'm not going to tell you.
About the current season, babe. Shh. I'm going to save my anger for the smash
how do you want
of
the show
her
to end?
Ass that I will hit.
Been a ripple for eternity.
Fucking just wind up.
How do you want it to end?
I want it to burn. I want the entire series to burn.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
No, I told you last Thursday. I told you I want them to retcon that fucking battle and make the Night King more of a significant figure than he was when he was just like,
okay,
yeah.
What about the Iron Throne?
I don't give a fuck. Burn that shit to the ground.
What's that mean, though?
Burn it.
What's that?
I want the Night King. Instead of being at Winterfell, where all his whites were probably going to fucking win.
Hey, why you got to make it about race?
They're dope. Dude, they would have so won if they didn't have an insta-kill button for the entire army. He should have been in fucking King's Landing burning motherfuckers, getting more people for his goddamn army.
But Cersei
and then attack both people from both ways. Fuck Cersei.
Well,
I am so done with her shit. I cannot believe this is how the show's ending.
You're not going to like tonight's episode if you don't like Cersei.
Ah, great.
Cool. I mean, she's the final boss.
I know, and that's the worst decision ever fucking made.
I don't know this.
That's the worst
decision.
Okay,
I want to be clear. She's going to kill a dragon. You know that, right?
Probably.
Yeah, she might kill both.
I hope she kills Dany. Literally, I want Jon Snow and Arya to make it out of all this. Everyone else can burn.
Even Sansa, our favorite?
I want her.
I can't even say.
We should get shunned from Twitch if I said what
Here,
I was about
let me,
to say.
Let me mute the audio. I want to hear what you had to say. Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't say
that. No. Absolutely not. That's the worst thought I've ever had in my life, but that's what she deserves. Is J-Bar playing?
Yes, he is. You muted the mics!
I mean, I muted two of them.
Oh, my God,
is there
dude.
More mics?
No, he's jabating you, man. He's okay. Jabating you. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my sweet lord. See, is this recording?
I mean, it would, right? You would think. I've turned the mics back on.
I was going to show you the blank spot in our program, but this is only 56 seconds of it, so whatever. It's fine.
God, J-Bar, you fucking... Ugh, you little trickster. Ugh. I was really worried because it was probably the most heinous shit.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like I've said more heinous stuff than you have, but yeah, that was pretty heinous.
It was not great.
Yeah, when the dogs became involved, that's what I was like.
Yeah, no, it was not great.
Yeah. Oof. Okay. Well. So you excited or not excited about these?
I'm apparently not. Because of your goddamn spoilers, you big old bitch.
I didn't spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
What did I spoil?
Everything.
I spoiled nothing.
You could have been like, it's going to be great, man.
It's not, though. But I said that before I knew. Like, I was telling Chris this, okay? And this is going to sound self-centered, but it's a little bit true. Okay? Part of why I want this show to burn is because I checked out, like, season 6, and I said this show is no longer good.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like, no, it's still good. And now it's going to end horribly, and I could be like, I knew this was going to happen 3 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's the same thing that happened with Force Awakens. Everyone was like, oh! And I was like, this is not really that good, guys. And then Return of the Jedi come out, and they're like, hey, maybe this isn't that good. And now I'm over here, flexing, because it's not that good. And I was right all along.
The Last Jedi, you mean?
What did I say?
The Return of the Jedi.
That movie sucked too, by the way.
Mean, Ewoks dancing, not the best thing.
They have one good movie, Empire Strikes Back.
That's literally it.
And
Revenge of the Sith
is good.
Revenge of the Sith is pretty good, man.
And honestly, I kind of like Attack of the Clones. It's bad, but I kind of like it.
I like episode one.
I kind of like that one.
I like episode one.
The point is that Star Wars sucks now.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Sunglasses on my face. Okay?
It's Disney.
And that's what I feel like.
Except it's
with
not
Game
Disney.
Of Thrones.
Because Disney doesn't own HBO.
No.
Well, then what the fuck?
No.
Are David and Dan, dickhead and dumb shit, trying to, we're family friendly. We're not only blood and guts and sex. We could do family friendly. Because literally, it's become less gory.
It's also become less... Like, we should have seen full frontal Arya.
Yeah.
We should. Like, if this was three seasons ago...
We would have. Yes, if she was old enough. But now she's so big and famous that she's like, no.
Well, there's no... There's... I want to say stuff, but I don't want to say it because I know how it ends, and now I can't say it because you'll know that I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have said it before I knew it. It's just now I know that I'm right.
Cool.
So I don't know how to say it. So
I don't even want to know.
Thursday, we're going to talk about it, yes. And I'm going to be rubbing it in your face.
Are we going to do a last, like, episode after the episode?
Yeah, we can do an episode after the episode tonight, for all I care.
Nah.
You're going to have raw rage. If I don't see, like, okay, I got to preface. I didn't see the episode. I just read what happens. There is a total possibility that what happens isn't as bad when you watch it,
mm-hmm,
than it is just as a bullet point. Because okay, that could happen. Bullet points are deceiving. Like, right, in context, it could be bad. Okay? Or it could be good. Bullet points, bad.
Like, literally, if I read Cap gets sorry.
Spoilers. We got it. It's, we said it. Okay, we got it.
If Cap gives Mjolnir and, yeah, I read that, I'd, uh-huh, be like, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But seeing it for the first fucking time without knowing about, right, it, holy shit.
Agree. Well, like, say
holy
Cap,
shit.
Cap goes back in time, dance with Peggy. Sounds lame on paper. Okay?
Bit.
In context, it's great.
Yep.
Okay? It could be that way with Game of Thrones tonight. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be.
Probably won't.
It will not be because they've never done a good thing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to tell you what happened. I want to tell you what happened so bad because you just won't want to watch the show anymore. But I can't do it. No, you don't want spoilers. But in 3 episodes?
Fuck, man. You just got me way hyped.
Like, that's the problem, is that all this stuff happens in 3 episodes.
Yeah.
You got 4 hours of content and 12 seasons of plot to get through.
Dude, I'm so ready. Just
okay,
burn
man.
It down,
I'm
man.
Ready. Dude, I'm ready to watch Bird,
just
too.
Burn it down.
I like, Britt doesn't like me, so I have to be careful about how I treat her. But to be honest, I did tell Chris, honestly, I said, part of this, watching this, is I want Britt to be mad. Because she's so happy with it. And I hate it so much right now. I feel like it's just not paced well.
No, it's not.
They're just writing things because they know it has to end, so they're just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch that happen, and it makes me enraged.
Yeah.
And Britt's up there cheering on the couch because she's so excited. And I want her to be like, huh? Because that means that I was right. And then I loved it. And it
the
also,
things you just said, she's going to love.
And she's also, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She told me earlier she wants everything to burn.
God, that sucks, dude. I just, it's less about Britt being sad and more about me just being vindicated.
Yeah.
That, like, I knew 2 seasons ago that they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she took her stance with the episode first time she saw it, then she rewatched it, then she's probably like, eh, this isn't the best. Then she rewatched it again because I made her rewatch it. She's like, it's still not fantastic.
They hit her with the hype.
She's got the hype, so she's got to stay at the level she's at.
Me and you were too... This also sounds like reflexive. We're too creative. We see the way it's made, and we have a basic understanding of editing,
right,
lighting, pacing, script. We understand how TV is made.
Yeah.
And so we look at that and we go, that's
the one thing we know.
That's like, that's sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Regular people, Chris, Britt, they don't see that. Taylor, they don't see that stuff. We see it. Okay? And I think that does hinder our opinion on things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we watched a really good movie, but it was sloppily made, it would be ruined for us because, mm-hmm, of how badly it was made, regardless of
Dunkirk.
How good it actually Dunkirk.
Dun fucking Kirk.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, we kind of look at that, because we're
editing, he tried something, it's not standard,
yeah,
it's not how it's done, it didn't go over well with us.
We're mallet heads.
Motherfuckers, they're like, oh, God, we're seeing the same event 3 times.
Exactly. Like, we're idiots in most things. When it comes to media, we're pretty smart.
Right.
And I think that we see through the lies of the Jedi a little bit.
We do, man.
With that type of stuff. And it kind of ruins TV because it sucks. Because, honestly, we love that stuff. That's why we like it. We just want our stuff to be good.
But.
Yeah.
But when we get... When we get an Infinity War, or when we get an Endgame.
Yes, then we really appreciate
it. We're like,
it.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, our brains blow them.
But then that ruins everything else.
It does. Nothing is ever going to be as good as that.
No.
There will never be another event in my life. Except maybe today's brunch,
I mean,
which
maybe
was pretty
once.
Fantastic.
It was pretty great. But maybe once. Maybe sometime in our, like, 60s or something. We'll see.
Do you think we'll get another Endgame?
Eventually, yes.
No, I mean, do you think the MCU will do it?
No.
Do you don't think that they'll ever do something this grand again?
I don't. I want to say no.
Because 10 years from now, it could happen again.
I have two things. I have one saying that it was so good.
Right.
They should know that there's no way to compare to it.
Right. They'll do something completely different, yeah.
Or they like money and they saw how well this went and they're like, let's try it again.
Monday, tomorrow, they lift the moratorium on spoilers for Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
I fully expect next week there to be a new Spider-Man trailer. Possibly even an announcement of a few movies that come out in 2020. Because as far as I know, they're still doing 2 to 3 movies a year. The MCU.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything that comes out after Endgame. That's
insane. Well, we know a couple, but Eternals, when they're going
to
work. Like, because I think that New Mutants movie is going to get canned.
Oh, it's got to be canceled.
And Dark Phoenix is the last one of the X-Men.
It's got to get canceled, too. She's gonna put it in the dirt. Sansa's going to blow up the X-Men.
She might.
I really like her. I really hate her characters.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Bradley Cooper was that way for me for a while.
Really?
Like, I really hated Bradley Cooper because I didn't like his characters. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to realize that the people that he plays isn't Bradley Cooper. You know, but like Sansa's that way. Like, I hate her playing Phoenix. I hate her playing Sansa. But I kind of like, what's her name? Oh, God. I should know her name, but I'm too drunk. It's Macy Williams and
Sophie Turner?
Turner. That's it. Yes. That's her name. Like, I actually like Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
She looks like a nice person. Hate the character she plays. Yeah. That's not her fault. Like, it's not like she could stop playing Sansa. She can stop playing Dark Phoenix.
She can't write her the way that she probably wants to write her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No. I mean, we got Guardians 3. We got Spider-Man 2. We got Doctor Strange 2. We got Black Panther 2.
Only Spider-Man and Guardians. And there's an Eternals. And then there's a martial arts Asian movie that's coming out. I don't remember the name of it because it's really obscure.
What?
Those are the four. Those are the only ones that have been announced. Black Widow is still technically rumored. Guardians or Dark Strange 2 technically rumored. Black Panther 2 technically rumored.
There's no way that's technically rumored.
They're technically rumored. They haven't officially been announced. I agree with you.
A completely Captain Marvel sequel is going to happen.
They're going to happen. Agreed. Yeah. But they haven't been announced.
Right.
So they technically don't exist. But we don't know when.
We know.
We could get Captain Marvel 2 in 5 years.
No way.
Think about it, man. There's so many people. Someone's going to have to wait a year.
I mean, yeah, a couple. Like, I'm not expecting Captain Marvel 2 this year or next year.
But what's next year?
Next year, probably Doctor Strange 2, Black Panther 2, Guardians 3.
No, Guardians 3 is definitely 2021, they already said.
Oh, really?
Because James Gunn's got to do Suicide Squad.
It might be good, man.
No, it won't.
It might be good. It's James Gunn. It might be good.
No, it won't. It's DC. It's bad. It's bad.
Aquaman was fine.
Fine isn't good.
It is good.
No. Watch Endgame, watch Aquaman. Okay?
I think Endgame stole a good amount of, like, cinematography, like, points from Aquaman.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not, because it did come out, like, this year, and they didn't have
time. They filmed it 2 years ago, yeah?
Yeah, but.
His last name kills people. What?
Gun.
Oh.
Bap.
Why didn't I understand that?
I don't know.
That's probably because I pronounce it the official way. Goon.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, I need another cerveza over there.
Goongans?
Man. Goongas!
Goongas!
Can I get another cerveza? Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, man. Pop that beer.
Hey, Acid, you want to know? No, I can't say it. Nope, I'm not going to do a tour again. I did a tour Thursday. I can't.
What'd
do
you do?
Nope, not going to do it.
You didn't watch the We Came in the Shadows
movie? I'm not going to do it to her. No, I'm not going to do it to her. I really like Acid Cat. She's a chatter. I consider to be a friend.
Yeah.
I can't do it to her.
He didn't watch the movie you want him to watch. Like, that's what it is.
Last night, Chris and I sat at home because I was having another panic attack. And so we were just laying on the couch. And Chris goes, we could watch What You Do in the Shadows finally if you want to do that. And I said no.
You said no? Why did you say no?
I said no.
What'd you watch instead?
Overwatch League.
That's horrible.
And then we watched the
Didn't
Netflix.
Your team lose?
They did. We watched the teams after we didn't even care about.
What's wrong with your life, man?
A lot. Where do you want to start? Just pick a place.
Oh, shit.
Just pick a place. I'm sorry, Acid. We will watch it.
Gives up.
You want to watch it with me sometime, man?
Yes, it sounds funny, isn't it, Taika Waititi?
Yes, we watched the trailer and it looked great.
Yeah, it does.
Why don't we ever watch it?
I don't know. Well, I always forget about it, but like you see Acid
every
single
time I
day.
See Acid, I think about it. She mailed it to me, man. She spent her hard-earned money, bought it for me, even though it is available free on Amazon Prime, and she mailed it to me, and I still haven't watched it.
Okay. Well, then, here's the thing. If you don't watch it in between now and the end of these three next episodes, that Sunday after Thrones, we're watching it.
Okay. All right, man. But you said that.
That's literally a month from now.
So
but,
when
yes.
that happens, doesn't happen, when is the last episode of Game of Thrones, by the way?
It's not next week. It's the week after. Unless they have a secret seventh episode planned.
They don't.
They might.
They don't.
They might, though.
They've leaked the entire plot. They don't.
They might, though.
They don't. So, episode... So the season finale is the 19th?
Yeah. Yeah, because we get episode 4 tonight, episode 5 next week, episode 6 the 19th.
A Mother's Day episode, man.
Yeah, man. I know, I gotta fit a dinner in between the show and that episode.
A dinner?
Yeah.
Over Mother's Day?
Yeah, duh.
Okay. Dude, in Quebec, the 20th is Natural Patriots Day, dude.
I thought that said Victoria's Secret Day.
That'd be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great day.
Spring Bank Holiday?
I have holidays from every country of which I have chatters on this calendar,
mm-hmm.
so I can kind of keep up, you know, with what's going on. Like, tomorrow is early May bank holiday, but only in the United Kingdom. So, like, tomorrow I could be like, hey, Manus, did you go to the... hey, Morris Meyer, did you go to the bank? And he'll be like, yuck, because he can't.
Oh, he can't.
Because it's early May bank holiday, you know?
Well, that makes sense, because our banks are closed, and we rule them.
April's going shopping... I'm a little jealous.
I'm okay to go shopping?
Get some nice stuff, April. Okay. We just went shopping down in Oklahoma City like 2 weekends ago. It was great.
Do I think my e-cig's broken?
Oh, yeah?
Like, should it move like that?
Probably not, no. Big sale, JC, have fun, April.
It's removable, I get that, but like...
Get some good stuff. When I went to Oklahoma City, we went to ASICS. Have you ever bought anything from ASICS, man?
No, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's like it's a shoe company, but I feel like it's like for old people. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Like it's like an old person's Nike, but it's like New Balance, but a little hipper,
gotcha.
Or a little less hip. Because I think New Balance probably is kind of hip right now, right?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, they're comfortable. I had never worn ASICS before in my life. We spent more money at ASICS than we had ever had. In the history, like we had like $200 to spend on this trip because that was Chris's tax return, and so we spent like $170 of it at ASICS. On she got like pants, shirts, socks. She got shoes. I got a pair of shoes.
$200.
It was great.
That's a lot.
They were super comfortable.
That's pretty good.
When I was there, I swiped my PayPal card,
mm-hmm.
and then it said declined, which is impossible because I could spend $10,000 a day on my PayPal card. Okay?
Okay.
Because I roll deep.
You roll deep, homie.
I don't. Like, I have to actually pay for that, you know, whatever.
I mean, eventually, yes.
Yeah. But it said decline. Well, every time I use my PayPal card, they send me an email. I'm like, here's your receipt. They're like, decline. And I'm like, no, here's my receipt. Said I paid you. The guy's like, oh, well, it doesn't show up in our system. And so then he swiped it again for one penny less.
Because
if you swiped it again, it would say duplicate transaction.
Uh-huh.
And so he swiped it again for one penny less. He's like, that other one will fall off. It's just a hold. It's not an actual transaction. And then they both charged me. And so then I had to go to PayPal, and I'm like, hey, ASICS boned me. And PayPal, like, a couple days later, they're like, here's all your money. We saw that ASICS boned you, but we got to get with ASICS to make sure this is finalized. Never heard anything back from them.
It's probably finalized.
I'm sure.
One of them. Penny less, the penny more. Either way.
It's the penny less. It's the real one.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I could do the penny. Just like, God, freaking ASICS, dude.
Fuck those people, man.
Dude, why they got to bone me?
How did I not get my 3,500 points for this goddamn beer?
Dude, why do businesses bone us, man? I'm tired of businesses boning us. We don't bone people. You go to my store, you buy a shirt, you get a shirt. We don't bone you.
I'm so mad.
How do these companies get away with people boning them all the time? Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, like I can't even tell.
What do you do with points on that app?
Once you get enough, you can redeem it for gift cards to places. You can either get a cash gift card or you can get a gift card to like Best Buy or Walmart.
It's pretty cool.
It's free money.
Yeah. How does that, you know, they're selling your data, right?
Oh, definitely. Like whatever I buy?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all they're doing. They're selling your data.
That's fine.
We should have started a company like that.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, how much work do they really do?
Like, probably not.
Like, they have like six employees and all they do is
you
send emails to people.
You set the app up and then you're good. Yeah. Should have made an app, man. Fuck that guy, Nick George. Fuck him in the face.
Agreed, dude.
He's the worst.
Hate that dude for being so smart.
And well, no. Fuck his brain.
Agreed.
He should have just stuck with his work ethic for as long as he did.
But why would you work hard when you're that smart?
Dude, because he could have written an AI to write the goddamn app for us anyway.
You know that he makes like 200K and he does 4 hours of work.
That dude's a dick.
Every weekend he flies to Denver and skis.
That dude's a dick.
Can you imagine being so wealthy you could fly to Denver every weekend and ski?
No.
And then fly back?
Fuck that guy. Why do you even know him? You shouldn't have known him.
I should not. He's way out of my orbit.
Yeah.
That's like if I randomly knew Elon Musk.
Right?
Like, that does not make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
It makes even less sense that you know him.
I can't believe that dude almost made his fucking app. And you're telling me he makes 200K and flies to fucking Denver every weekend?
It's that.
Man, we're poor. You know that?
Yeah, imagine me.
It sucks, man.
Let's just look. Let's see what he's been up to. I follow him on Swarm.
You know? I can go to Denver like once a year. Maybe.
I mean, I'm going for my honeymoon, and that'll be the last time I go to Denver until I move there 9 years from now. Let's see here. 2 hours ago, he checked in at Starbucks at the Hampton Inn in downtown Kansas City, which is where he lives. 6 hours ago, he checked in at the Union Hill Athletic Club. I feel like I owe money to even say that name.
Fuck that guy.
It's a gym.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Any gym you go to that's called an athletic club is way beyond our tax bracket.
No, you just stab that dude in the face.
Let's see what else. I'm not going to dox him, say where he lives and works.
I mean, you said Kansas City.
He checked... Well, yeah, but I could actually say where the building he checks it at to sleep.
I'll do that. Chat, go kill him, please.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He checked it at Wall Street Tower...
Oh, that's
a day
fancy.
Ago. Union Hill Athletic Club. Also, don't forget, he also lost like 100 pounds.
Dude, like a lot. That man was fat when I knew him.
Yeah, he looked like me, and now he looks like you.
But not me anymore.
Who does that? He tripled his income and went from fat to skinny all in the same span of 2 years. You know what I did in those 2 years?
Do you think
I got fatter and quit my job.
Do you think he worships the
devil? I would worship the devil if that was my life.
I think so, right? Like, maybe.
It's not fair, dude.
No.
It's not fair. And, you know, it's worse for us because no one else cares.
No.
Like, if we, like, told Britt, she'd just be like, oh, that's good for him. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for him. We're too petty.
Oh, we're petty.
We literally hate him.
We could have killed him if we wanted to.
Yes.
But... No, we let him live, and now he's a fucking rich-ass motherfucker.
If I would have murdered him and then went to jail, mm-hmm. I still would be I would be more fat today in jail working out after all those years than he was after a year of his life. Because I have stress weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would still win.
He wins all the time, man.
Also, he'd probably go to heaven, because I think if you're murdered, you immediately go to heaven, right?
Probably, something like that. Well, it depends. Is he Jewish? Because then he's going to hell.
What? You've had too many cervezas. What are you doing?
Maybe a little bit. Oh, speaking of
the wrong God, Catholics all the way, bro.
It's the same God.
It's the wrong God. Old Testament, man. New Testament all the way. Hail Satan.
All right, show's over.
What other topics you got, bro? Let's roll through these.
Speaking of making apps, a college from Transfer 2 has an algorithm writing class. You want to make an app, I'll write the algorithm for it. Okay, Acid. I'll let you know. Whenever we come up with an idea smart enough to need an algorithm.
Dude, can I part my hair like right down the middle?
Dude, you should.
Does this work?
No.
Dude, I think this works. Look at that.
Looks great.
I think so.
Yeah, it does. Chat, tell them how great this looks.
I think this is my new look.
Acid says, no, it does not work. And then J-Bar says, butt crack part never works.
Dude, it always works, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they're talking about how it doesn't work.
I think it works fine. Let me see if I can make it more intense. You got topics over there, bro?
You know who you look like?
Who?
You look like Rose DeWitt Bucator's original boyfriend. In Titanic.
Yes, I'll take that. I always loved the villain when I was younger.
Jay Barr says you look
mainly
like a pineapple.
I'm raised by Satan.
Oh, that's nice to say about your mother. Is she watching right now? Yep, she's in chat. That's not good for you. Nope.
She's like, you're going to hell, son.
All right, man. Do you want to talk about... can I talk about this plane?
You look like a pineapple.
Can I talk about this plane, dude?
Dude, let's talk about plane. Oh, yeah, this plane.
So, many of you have known... The course of a month or so, I've been raging about this stupid silver plane that continuously flies over my house with its loud propeller engines. Oh, I hate it. And then I found out that plane that I hated so much was being flown around one day by none other than Pinella's dad because, of course, and then a week ago, Saturday... So a week and one day ago, my son was late coming over to my house because his stepfather's father took him to see the plane. And I let him go and I was happy for him because I had to be a good father. And then I see this on Reddit, this picture of the plane. Oh, look at it. Oh my God, this plane.
Are the propellers even spinning, or is this shutter speed?
Oh, I hope
just
it's crashing to the
perfect.
Ground, dude.
Like, dude, those are off, right?
Oh, my God. Here's the worst part. So this is the plane. I only wanted to bring this up for visual aid so everyone could see and look at what I hate. Okay? So all of you could see.
This dildo has wings.
Okay, I was look at this plane, what I hate. Here's why I got to move from Wichita. Here's the Reddit post where this was posted. Okay? Look at this. It says, another day in the air capital of the world. Okay? This bad boy flies over my house fairly often. I'll be working on my stuff for work, and I can hear those engines run outside. Such a beautiful aircraft. That guy is happy about his turn very ruined by this plane! Oh! I hate it so much. What's happening here?
I don't know. Dude, that's a really bad plane, man.
I got a pic of it, too. I was pretty excited. Just saw it about 30 minutes ago fly over my place. I'm home for the weekend, and it was my first time seeing it. Dock is huge. Heard it from my house take off this morning. It's a monster. I saw it earlier today as well. I was trying to explain to my wife how cool it is to see Doc flying around and how few people ever get to see it fly. She didn't share my same excitement.
Probably because she's a normal person.
CANC217, his wife is my favorite person on this earth.
Yeah, she's probably like, shut up.
Yeah, that plane's too loud.
Shut up. It's ruining my goddamn day. Work all day. I'm at home. Hearing this goddamn plane fly over my head. Fuck that! Shut it up!
I'm so sick of this plane. What's the ID number on it? Acid, the ID number on it is F
U C K T H I S Plane.
Perfect. That's it. Yeah, type that in to the FAA and you'll get it. Okay?
I live in Wichita and I am 10 and didn't know till this post where the air capital of the world are about Doc, so thank you for the wisdom. You fucking punch that kid in his face.
I hate Wichita. I hate that plane. This whole place is the worst.
Artsy vast bottle, Charlie, the unicorn.
He pushed a clip. Probably of me raging out.
Dude, the clips are... I love Twitch clips.
You do?
With those words at the end? That's fancy.
Yeah, they're all
shit.
They're all just random,
that's
dude.
The best thing ever.
I had a lot of rage there.
Artsy vast bottle, Charlie, the unicorn.
Had a... And yeah, it is on Reddit Acid. We're on the Wichita subreddit. It's generally awful.
It is all the time awful.
We talk about it on this show all the time. People in Wichita are excited to live here that are on the Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, if you go on the Reddit and you're a reasonable human being and you're like, listen, everything here sucks, you get downvoted into oblivion. Because there's 15 hipsters on Reddit that are like, nope. And the hilarious part is I'm part of the mod team for this Reddit. Did you know that?
I didn't. No, you should mod this out of existence.
I should delete every post that's not negative. Yeah. Is what I should do, and see how long it takes them to notice.
They probably won't. It's a Wichita subreddit, man.
The Discord started, and some guy on the Reddit said, like, I need help coming up with rules for Discord. And I was like, you know what? Wichita having a Discord may be one cool thing that happens here. So I messaged him, and I'm like, I can help with that. And so I sent him rules, and I'm in the admin team. And then somehow... there was a whole political coup with the Reddit, and so, like, a guy that was on there was, like, a right-wing crazy Trump supporter person, and so he would just delete posts that were anti-Trump, and so then all the people who were on the internet, which is people that are all pro, or all anti-Trump,
right.
They all got mad, and so basically the other mod, there were two mods, a normal guy and then the Trump guy, the normal mod's like, I'm not dealing with this crap, I don't need to deal with this, so he said, I'm gonna take applications for new mods. And so all these new mods applied, not me, and they became mods, and they're like, well, the Discord mod should also be Reddit mod, so then they added me to the list because I'm a Discord mod. Ask me how much modding I've done on the Wichita Discord.
How much?
None!
I thought a lot, man. Thought you would have taken this seriously. This is your hometown.
If they knew...
You were born here, man.
If they knew how much I hated Wichita, you think they'd put me in the Discord?
I mean, no.
It's like having Osama bin Laden be the mayor, the mod of the New York Discord.
Dude, I could wear my shoes backwards. They could actually fit. I might interrupt your rage with a little bit of funny. I don't know if I can show you guys or not. If this makes any sense.
I think they can figure it out that your shoe's on the wrong foot,
this
man.
This is on the wrong... This is my right foot. This is the left shoe. Quite uncomfortable, but I mean, it fits. Hey, man. Continue your rage.
I'm done.
Nah, you gotta talk about something, because I gotta pee.
Are you kidding me? You're leaving...
I gotta pee. Drink more beer, then you'll have to pee.
Chad, he just put the brakes on the show, and then he left me here. That's what he just did. I'm going to take this camera. We're going to make it to the pee cam. Okay? What you see here is my bathroom. Okay? At some point, he's going to come out of this bathroom. It's going to be glorious. All right, get ready. Any day. Nope. Come out with your hog out, dude. Any day. I heard the toilet flush. I heard it. I don't see you. Why is it dark in there? Oh my. Are you wearing?
Bar.
Are you wearing capris, man?
Why don't you judge me more? That's what I hear. Judgment. Thanks.
How did he?
Bro.
Why?
It's hot as fuck in here, and my legs need to breathe.
I mean, I'm wearing shorts.
They're joggers.
Why don't you just wear shorts?
Shit. Okay, I rolled them up.
You know, swim team, who's no longer here either because we bored him out of his mind. He keeps telling me to put joggers on the Raptor Teeth store.
Uh huh.
What do you think about that, man? Would you wear? Would you wear? Seth Colby or Z-Swig's joggers?
Fuck no.
That's what I thought. That's what I keep telling him.
They're good joggers, though. I'm pretty sure they're
good
Bella
dogs,
canvas.
Brent. What
the fuck's that from?
Did you hear something?
Yeah, we're about to get stabbed.
Oh, it's Chris. Chris has arrived. Okay. Okay, all right, J-Bar. Yeah, I'm sure people would buy those. Chris got to pet two corgis today, so I bet she's on cloud nine, dude.
Yeah, man, she's ready for one of them at least, right? You're going to plan to get seven? She just needs one, man.
Yeah. She can't see chat, J-Bar. She doesn't hear you. All right. I got this video. I got this video. What about this, man? Let's talk about this. Let's watch this video, okay? Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do
traffic
this.
Stops are dangerous. Every year, millions of drivers are pulled over. Thousands of motorists and officers are hurt. 100 of them die. Our robot goes between people to keep everyone safe.
What?
So this is a robot. You get put on the side of a cop car. Okay, and it rolls out from the cop car to the car in front of it, lays down a spike strip so the car that they pulled over can't drive away, and then the cop communicates through this robot to the driver, so he doesn't have to get out. What do you think, man? There it is. See, it rolled up.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Do you know why I pulled you over?
No, sir.
You're speeding in the school zone. Can I please see your license and registration?
Yes, sir.
Why is this lady just faking shit?
Dude, why is she listening to the counting crows?
Yes, sir. No, sir. May I have some more porridge, please?
Barcode. Please hold that up to the small blinking scanner.
Let's see it.
Thank you. Please hold your registration up to the main camera close. All right, up to date, thank you. There's a small signature pad. Please use your finger to sign your name.
Of course, she has to be Asian. That's a terrible signature.
Thank you.
That won't hold up in court, right?
Yeah, no. This is definitely fat-ass cops not wanting to get out of their goddamn shortly. Car.
When it's all done, you can pull it and take it with you.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, Ms. Brewer, you have a good afternoon.
Thank you, sir. You too.
So does it then pick up the spike strip, right?
Yes. That's why I said do not drive away until I tell you.
You are free to go.
How did she hear that part?
Great question. Dude, in a Kansas wind, that thing's getting taken the fuck off.
That's what it's going to sound like on both ends.
Tornado, please, sir, man.
What do you think of that, man?
That looks like the dumbest thing and will never, ever happen.
You don't think so?
Ever.
You don't think so?
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard! Fuck you, Sam. What the hell? What the fuck's the hate about, bro? Getting a haircut Wednesday. Why you gotta get on my back?
I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
He's fucking dying.
It's over. I can't do it. Oh my god.
Thanks, Sam, for the 11 months and your money. I'll take that money so I can get a new haircut. Thank you, sir. I need it, clearly.
That's the funniest thing that's ever happened on this show.
What's good, Nun Colby's haircut?
I didn't expect it.
Joke, sir.
I didn't expect 11 months of subs. Okay. So you
one
don't care?
More and we're married for a year, Sam. Look at that.
You don't care about the cop robot, man?
Fuck that robot.
Says every year, millions of drivers are pulled over, and during these stops, thousands of assaults and physical altercations have resulted in injuries and even deaths to both police officers and suspects. On top of that, there's also a risk of other vehicles when a stop is made on the side of a busy road. Ruben Buehr thinks his creation can dramatically reduce those numbers, and when the first versions were coupled together in a garage, he's now developing his police robot for SRI International, the company's applied technology science department. It says it's equipped with a barcode reader, allowing driver's license to scan, thermal printer can churn out tickets.
Next!
Acid gave me a link to the plane's registry. I don't know why I care. Like, what do I look at this? What do I see here, Acid? Like, what's interesting about this? What do I look at here? Like, this just named Doc Friends Inc. Just neat, okay? I like planes.
Fuck this. Get out of this. Stop looking at this.
I hate this plane. I hate it so much. Oh, my God. Manufactured in 1944.
I'm looking less drunk today, Sam. I'm the most drunk I've ever been.
This is probably our drunkest show. Okay, can we just watch something? I have no idea what it is.
Watch it, man.
Okay, so Brad Pitt's brother made this video. Let's just watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
You've made quite a life for yourself, Doug. You should be proud.
Is that him?
Shut the flip up, you piece of snot.
This beer. Sopa's got the upper hand.
What? I wish I could have lived like you.
Shut up.
Do you hear me, Doug Pitt? I'm trying to tell you how much
him.
I admire you.
That's Brad Pitt's brother.
And your delicious beer.
Not him, what? But him.
He's really ugly. Good.
What'd you flippin' say?
I looked in your refrigerator. I tried to taste the beer of a simple man.
Put down the hose!
It was crisp and refreshing. So I took a souvenir. The whole six-pack.
No!
Doug.
What's in the box?
Give me the hose.
Tell me what's in the flippin' box!
Because I envy your beer, Doug. It seems envy is my sin.
You lie! You're a flippin' liar! Shut up!
This is what he wants. He wants you to spray him.
Tell me my beer's okay!
Doug, he just drank a cup.
No!
I was only going to have one, but it was so delicious and refreshing, with a pleasant horn zing.
If you spray him, he will win.
Oh, gosh! Gosh!
Guess I need to go get another six-pack.
He's just fucking sitting there. Well, that was real dumb.
I'm sorry I played that.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm sorry. I that should watch really things before I do them, but I like initial reactions, you know? God, Brad Pitt's brother is ugly.
Yeah, he real gross.
Like...
Is he the younger brother, you think?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
but
Brad Pitt's pretty old now.
It's not fair that he has these brothers to Brad Pitt and he looks like me.
Like, that's not
fair, dude.
It's really not.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Genetics. How are you Brad Pitt?
And then you're you. Like, he stole it all, man.
He literally stole it all. Like, there's nothing.
There's nothing left for that guy.
It's in the fucking box, man!
Armpit.
It's in Brad the fucking brother. Box!
Dude, I just can't believe it, man. Okay, you want to talk about the best movies of the decade as a consensus by critics?
Yeah.
Okay, man. Here we go. All right, we'll start from the bottom. Number 20. Holy Motors. Know that one?
Nope.
Okay. Well, number 19, Inception.
The decade?
Of the decade.
So 2010 to 2019, basically, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right, that holds up.
Act of Killing.
Never seen it.
Call Me by Your Name.
Nope.
This is the right thing, right?
Hold on. I don't know. What are you looking at?
I'm having a stroke.
Hey, you spelled Reddit wrong.
Really?
How you doing there, man?
Really?
Did you get the right thing?
Really? You're rough, J-Bar. I'm going to come over there, and I will lick your
Sam,
elbow.
Today we are drinking Sol. We are drinking the fucking sun, bro. It's a Mexican cerveza for Cinco de Mayo. We also had 3 margaritas before we started this show. We're pretty drunk.
You know, water doesn't help dry skin, J-Bar, so joke's on you. Okay, I'm going to mess your elbow up more. Where's it at?
Didn't find shit, man.
It's because I typed a bracket in there.
Why'd you type a bracket in there, man?
I typed your face in there, Dan.
Oh, my face would show beauty. This shows nothing.
I don't know where it is.
See the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Let's just... Number one is Mad Max Fury Road. What do you think about that, man?
Number one?
Number one! Never saw it. Did you even see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
How is it?
It's good. It's not number fucking one.
I had 10 hours of work done on my tattoo. Still got 10 hours to go. Would you put a picture in the Discord? I'd love to see it.
That says 16 hours.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said 10.
10 to go.
You said 10 hours
done. I said I've had 16 hours work done on my
tattoo. No, you didn't. No, you fucking didn't.
We're going to go look. What do you want to bet, man?
I don't know.
What do you want to bet?
A couple of bottle caps. I don't know.
Oh, I God. Heard J-Bar, 10. J-Bar said I said 10 and then 10. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
In this case,
how does that happen?
$10,000.
I don't know where it is.
See the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Let's just... Number one is Mad Max Fury Road. What do you think about that, man?
Number one?
Number one! Never saw it. Did you even see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
How is it?
It's good. It's not number fucking one.
I had 10 hours of work done on my...
No more cerveza for me, man. That's all I'm reading. That's all I'm... Where's the opener?
I believe I am owed $10,000. You got it, man. Look at that foam. Look at that foam. He got it.
It didn't work. In fact, it made mine worse. It did. Okay. So I've officially drank too much. That's what I'm learning, right?
Yeah.
Garbo Dude Bro says, just jumping to say Fury Road absolutely deserves number one. And then Chris says, I love that movie.
I mean, Fury Road is good.
What's it about?
It's not great.
What's it about?
Okay.
Isn't it mostly a silent movie?
So, I mean, a little bit.
Why is it so good?
So, Tom Hardy is Mad Max.
Okay, right? I knew that.
He gets
Charlize
captured,
Theron's in it as well.
He gets captured by this dude who runs, like, a city, I guess. He owns water. He's a big fucking gross monster.
Okay.
I don't remember his name.
Anywho, he has, like, wife mistresses.
Okay.
He's the top boss of this apocalyptic world.
Okay.
He owns, like, I don't know, what was it, five, six women.
Okay.
That he impregnates.
I feel like if you're on top of an apocalyptic world, you should have more than six people.
They're the only hot ones, okay?
Oh, the only chicks is the hot ones. Yes. Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, in an apocalyptic world, everybody's scarred by, like, pores and
respect.
Things on them. Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Five, six hot ones.
Okay.
Okay. Then they, Furiosa.
Is one of them Charlize Theron?
One of them is Charlize Theron. She is like a,
Dude, how lucky?
She's kind of, she's not one of the fuck buddies. She's like a protector of the fuck buddies.
Okay.
Probably. Anywho, she has to go on a mission to go get bullets, I want to say.
Okay, why do they need bullets?
To fight off people who want to steal their gas and water. Anywho, so
okay.
She kidnap, well, not kidnap, but sneaks them out because they want to leave because they don't
all
like
the
being
ladies.
Slaves
all
to
the
this gross-ass motherfucker. Yes.
Okay.
So she sneaks them out in this fucking tanker that she's taking to go get oil or bullets. I can't remember what. And then in that time frame, she leaves. She takes a course that is not the way to the oil bullet factory, so they all know that she's, like, leaving them.
Okay.
So then they mount up their entire party of car bandits.
Okay.
And then go after her.
While they're gone, why don't people steal their oil and water?
Great point.
Okay.
At this point, Mad Max is then taken as a blood bag.
Why does Mad Max exist? Who is he?
He's a guy with a car.
So he just lives on the road?
Who ate a lizard. And then, yes, got captured.
So he's like a hobo.
Yes.
He's a desert hobo.
Everybody's a hobo in this universe. It's
okay.
Post-apocalyptic, boom, boom, nuclear bomb shit.
Okay. Okay. So he's got a car. I'm with you.
I don't know if I'm doing this justice.
He gets taken as a blood bag.
He gets taken. He is then put on the front of a car with, like, a tube coming from his neck with blood going to the guy who needs the blood.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of these dudes with, like, spray paint on their face. They're all white. They're all followers of the big guy who has the horse. He breaks free.
Okay.
Finds the tanker with all the bitches in it.
Okay.
Becomes friends with them.
Okay.
Helps them defeat Gross Guy.
Okay.
So they go to this place that they think is paradise, but ends up being, it rotted away. It's not paradise anymore.
Okay.
While still being chased by the entire horde of people. So then they decide, instead of going further
Wait, hold on.
Go back and steal the place with
Pause.
The water. What's up?
You're telling me Mad Max arrives to the camp where he's the blood boy after the horde leaves the camp. Right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he arrives at the camp, then they leave, and then they take him as a blood boy to go.
Oh, so how does he get to the women before the horde does?
There's a sandstorm.
Okay.
And they all get lost in it, and then his car is driven by a guy who's crazier than all the rest of the guys.
How do you get lost in a sandstorm?
Dude, the sandstorm's pretty violent. You can't really see. There's a lot of lightning.
But just go straight.
Well, they could have turned.
Why would you do that, though, if you
can't see?
Why would you do that?
They might try to throw them off.
By turning?
Yeah.
Okay. Who turned?
Charlize Theron.
Okay. And then the other people went straight.
Yep.
And this is how did Mad Max find Charlize Theron?
Because that one car that he was on did not go straight. They turned.
It's awfully convenient.
It's very convenient. So
okay.
Then they
okay.
get to this paradise, which isn't a paradise,
right.
And they decide instead of going forward more to maybe find something, they go back to what they know, and so they try and outrun the entire gang that is following them back to their home where all the water is
Okay. Okay.
So then there's a fight. They beat the old guy. A couple people die, but Max and Charlize Theron make it back. They
is
take
Max
over.
The same Max from the Mel Gibson ones?
I mean, yes, but now it's Tom, whatever his fucking
Brady.
Name. No.
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 Holland.
No. What's his name?
Hardy.
No. Anywho. So then he lets Charlize Theron go up and take over the entire place, but then he leaves at the end.
Oh, so
he
for
doesn't
the sequel.
Take credit, right? For the sequel. Sequel, but when the fuck's that going to happen? That movie is 4 years old.
Okay, chat says that this sounds trash, and then Javar says, you weren't really selling me on this movie.
Dude, that is like literally point for point what the fuck happened in the plot.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
There are good action scenes. There's a lot of practical effects. Fucking George Romero did a great job of making it look great.
Okay.
Plot, however, is a little
Chris,
trash.
Thank you.
It was like right at the beginning of the like the Me Too movement, so like women power fully all the way.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, if you're going into it for Tom Hardy, don't, because he's barely in it.
Okay. Is his face covered in the movie?
Not all the time.
Okay. All right, so number two is The Tree of Life. Number three is Moonlight. I'm just going to run through them. Number four, Boyhood. Number five, Social Network. Number
six, Social Network. Look at that, man.
The Master. Number seven, Roma. Number eight, Phantom Thread. Number nine, Separation. Number 10, Inside Llewyn Davis. Number 10, Get Out. Number 12, because 10 is tied. 10 is Inside Llewyn Davis. 10 is Get Out. 12 is Under the Skin. Also number 12, Carol. Number 14, Margaret. Number 14, Tony Erdman.
Are you kidding
number
me?
Number 16.
Pick one, you fucking bitches. Like, what the fuck is that?
Well, this is an amalgam.
You have three ties?
No. What they did is they asked journalists to give them a top 20.
Oh, fuck off.
And they averaged that together, so some of them got
pick
the same amount
one.
Of votes. 16, Uncle Bonomy. Number 17, Twin Peaks, The Return. 18, Her. 18, Call Me By Your Name. 20, Act of Killing. 20, Inception. 20, Holy Motors.
Dude, I've seen four of those movies.
So, out of all those movies, which one's won best movie? Moonlight? That's it.
Roma.
Roma didn't win Best Picture, did it? Just Best Director. Mm.
Dude, that's fucking shit.
So, why do we even watch the Oscars?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't care. I didn't this year.
Shouldn't the best movie be... Let me go out on a limb here and say, the best movie... So why isn't it the best movie?
Dude, I have no idea.
Shouldn't the top 20 films of the decade be the last 10 films that won Best Picture, ranked from best to last, and then 10 other Best Picture nominees?
No, Oscars is dead, bro.
Like, if I Google winners of Best Picture... Take longer to scroll all the way through all this crap. Okay. Green Book, Shape of Water, Moonlight, Spotlight, Birdman, 12 Years a Slave, Argo, The Artist, King's Speech. Those are the best pictures of the year. King's Speech, Artist, Argo, 12 Years a Slave, Birdman, Spotlight, Shape of Water, Green Book didn't even make the list.
Moonlight. You missed that one.
No, that one made the list. That's why I didn't include it.
Mm-hmm.
Those other ones didn't make a list. And these are chosen by critics. Who votes for the Oscars?
Critics.
So then why is the list different?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. It don't make sense. I hate lists. I'm done with lists.
Why'd you bring a list up?
I don't know. I didn't realize this list would make me so mad. What's happening? Oh, yeah, okay. I touched my hand. It felt very strange. I felt a strange sensation in my bones. Okay, so last week we watched Sonic. Right, the trailer for Sonic.
Yeah.
So the Sonic the Hedgehog director says that his design changes are going to happen before the movie releases. He tweeted, "Thank you for the support and the criticism. The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes, it's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Sega are fully committed to making this character the best he can be." The movie comes out in November. And they're going to change the entire character before then. What do you think, man?
I mean, they have all the animations done.
Do you think it's that easy?
I bet you it's pretty easy to switch out, like, eyes. It's just a matter of how the eyes act is really the hard part. So I bet changing out the character is not that hard.
Most of the fan outcry on the internet, which broke out after the trailer dropped on Tuesday, seemed to center around the use of human teeth on Sonic, who is in fact a hedgehog and would have smaller pointy teeth.
Vulture even interviewed exotic animals veterinarian who works with hedgehogs to get the lowdown on what Sonic's teeth should look like. Some fans, however, debated whether realistic teeth would really improve things. And they showed,
dude, what is that picture?
They showed this image. They said, I get why everyone is freaking out about how
did
Sonic looks in the trailer. It's because his teeth are not accurate. Here, so here's
the second one looks sketchier than the first one.
Yeah, I mean, this one is... Like, this is the real one over here.
Holy
on the left.
Holy fuck, he looks like a demon!
That's worse! That's worse, right?
Yeah!
Other dissatisfactions came centered on Sonic, while shapely and somewhat disproportionate legs. According to YouTube's video description, the movie follows his misadventures, blah, 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 blah. Ben Schwartz voices Sonic, film also stars Jim Carrey, James Marsden, Tom Mikowski, Tika Shumter. Sonic the Hedgehog is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2019.
That movie's gonna bomb.
Why doesn't he just look like Sonic? That's what I don't get.
Great question.
Like, Sonic is already an animated character.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they give him human features?
Well, because his eyes technically don't disconnect.
What do you mean?
Like, like they come from up here and then connect on the nose. They don't literally... They don't meet.
So, like, I've just Googled Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Like, here's one where a guy just recreated him to have Sonic's face. That looks so much better, right?
Yeah.
Than this?
Yes.
You know? Like this? Like, why does Detective Pikachu look so much better? Here's your man, dude. What about this one?
Jesus Christ.
You know, Acid put a meme in chat. On Thursday, I didn't look at, and it's this. What about this, man?
I don't know what that's from.
It's that fox, dude. That's
and what is that?
It's Fox. It's Tails, the fox.
Fox from who?
I don't know. Fox and Socks?
It's just a fox?
The whole thing's awful. Why don't they just make him look like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Like, if I just search Sonic the Hedgehog, there's a million renders out there. This one right here. Like, why didn't they just make him look like this? Like, give him real fur, but make him look like this.
I don't know. Like, you see how his eyes are not literally split. They're like one eye.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Dude, I
got a pee, man. You're in charge.
Couldn't make it fucking 13 minutes?
Nope.
You're the worst. Nope. Helen, how do you feel about being left alone? You know, he's your man. He sits on you all day long. And you're just left alone. Why? Why does he do this? Helen, talk. Come on, bring it on. I want to hear it. Please? You guys didn't know the chair's name is Helen. I don't know how many of you are from Z-Swigs, but... She likes to be touched. Because she gets sat on all day by a fucking fat ass, so, you know, you gotta... Right, Sam? Like, she's felt so many farts that she shouldn't have felt. Poor lady. What if Helen does speak? Like, Menace? I'd be horrified. Like, that would be a tale for the ages. I think if this chair spoke, one, it's a chair speaking, and two, it's under his ass. That's a bad sign. J-Bar, you should. You really should. Because now all she gets to see is this fat-ass man's back. And, like, ugh. Why you gotta beat up Helen like that, man? She doesn't deserve it. All she does is hold you up all day long. And what do? You beat her up. You're a classic asshole husband of this chair. Yeah. Report it. That's domestic abuse right there. Dude, Sonic looks so different. Why'd they give him an actual body?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, but again, you don't think it's that easy? To just replace him with just a different Sonic?
I mean, maybe.
Or do you think that they're going to make 100 animators work for, like, 90 hours
probably.
A week?
Probably. Who? This is Paramount, right?
Yeah, it's a big studio.
Probably can.
How did they make this mistake in the first place?
Dude, fantastic question.
Did you see the full body picture? Well, he's in the trailer, right? With a full body?
Yeah, it's that one right below where you're at.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's an example. Someone photoshopped it. So here's the one in the actual Sonic movie. Here's someone that fixed it. This is so much better, and it's honestly not that different. Why didn't they just do that to begin with, man?
Fantastic question, bro. Studios love to ruin shit. I don't know if you noticed this by every video game movie ever made.
But you know what? They've been getting better, right?
No.
Like, Detective Pikachu, great.
Well, we'll see, but yeah.
I mean, I hear it's great. It looks great.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see?
We'll see.
We'll see. But Detective Pikachu, I think, is the example. Like, even... They took all the Pokemon, and they changed them so drastically from what you're used to seeing.
Not drastically.
It's pretty drastic.
No.
They have hair.
They added fur.
That's pretty drastic.
That's about it.
Like, Charizard looks scary,
the shapes
scary,
are the same yes. shapes, though.
Agreed. Agreed, but it's still pretty different.
Sam, get the... ban Sam right, all right. now.
All right, I gotta ban you. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah,
you
said no, it? We don't have any of that talk up in here.
Sorry, Sam, it had to happen, okay?
We don't have any of that talk. Well,
he did make fun of your hair, though, so I'm going to unban him now.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't make fun of in-game and stay in this chat.
He didn't make fun of it, he just said it's overrated.
Yeah, well, he can fucking
you know what, you're right, I'm
going to
ban him again. You're right, that's unacceptable.
Yeah. It was in-game.
You're right. You're right.
Game of Thrones is overrated, agreed.
You're right.
But fucking in-game?
You're right.
Get out.
But he did make fun of your hair, though, so I'm going to unban him again.
Why do you do this?
Sorry, it's just, you know, it's hard. It's hard on me.
Anywho, that Sonic is so much better than the fucking one.
Agreed. Agreed. So you think they could just take this Sonic head and paste him over this Sonic
yeah.
and just boom, done?
No, I bet you it's a 3D model. All they have to do is the render time, which
okay.
can be done. I don't think there's any other animation time you have to put in. I think you just literally have to switch out the body and then... The movements are synced in. That's my guess. I could be wrong.
Or they're going to make animators work 90-hour weeks for the next
mm-hmm.
6 months and redo the entire movie.
Oh, why would you fuck with the...
I don't know.
Why would you fuck with the
we
shape?
We just did this with Genie, right? Like, everyone was like, Genie sucks, Will Smith's Genie's horrified, and they came with the second trailer, it was better, everyone was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's not what's going to happen with this movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to get another trailer 3 weeks from now that's where Sonic's fixed.
I don't think so.
That would blow my mind if that happened.
They could. Maybe this is test footage. They wanted to put it out and be like, how weird is this?
But
oh,
then they already
oh,
released
fuck,
the...
it's weird, okay.
They released the poster and everyone was like, no, for that, and they still did it.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man, either, man.
Fuck these goddamn studios, man. Why do they fuck around with shit?
Dude, I don't know, but they should stop.
They really should!
They should stop.
They really should!
Okay, I'm out of topics, and we got 7 minutes left.
What do you want to do? What are you doing here? Oh, yeah. Let's fill time with this, bro.
I bet we'll play as an ad, but...
Fantastic.
Aww.
Time. Oh!
Dude, it said he just went offline, man. He just went offline.
I wanted to watch some game in action, man.
I did too, dude. Well, what if I hit play?
I mean, it says it's live.
It does say it's live, but he ain't actually here.
So confused.
He's not here. He must have just ended, dude.
Dude, Twitch is dumb.
He must have just ended.
Which makes sense.
Lord Admin's favor, friend.
What is this music?
Dude, this is his jam, dude. You don't like this?
No. Dude, I'm so mad I made this overlay.
You should be happy he's still using it.
I'm so mad.
Hey, he got a new tip, dude. I'm so happy for him.
That is good.
Because his mom is still his most recent sub. It has been for 6 months.
He's got a new girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
You're backpedaling.
I mean, I saw her last night, but maybe.
Okay, tell me all about it, man.
Well, apparently, she has an ex-boyfriend that is crazy.
Okay.
Like stalker murder crazy.
Okay.
He likes to fight, and Penelope's scared.
He bought him, J-Bar. He bought followers, and then he also bought ViewBots so he could get affiliate.
Yeah,
that's not a joke.
No, it's for real.
Yeah, that's actually what happened.
Acid, did you give her all the money or just some of the money? Did you give her more than what you owe or what? Are you happy that you paid rent?
Yeah, most people did, Sam.
All of it?
No, it's not J-Bar. It's not. No.
Yeah, man, he's got a girl. Seemed pretty cool.
What's her name?
Alex. I know.
When's he just going to come out as gay, dude? Just when's it going to happen?
Taylor was telling us about her. And I was like, that's his girlfriend? She's like, I mean, that's what Lizzie said. I was like, I mean, if she has a dick, I could believe it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, most of you guys, especially like most people who watch my stream, you know, like, I'm no problem with gay people. Like, clearly.
Fuck no.
I'm kind of gay myself.
You do you,
but like,
this guy.
Like, he needs to just be, he needs to,
he just
it would
needs
make
to,
him so
like,
much happier
be
if
admit
he
just, it. Yeah.
If he just said that, like, by the way, I'm gay and I like dudes. And we'd be like, yes.
We know.
We've known that for years. Would you please just, you know, just go full gay? Be better for you. It'd be better for us, you know? I could use some cooler men in my life, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
I would honestly rather him have a cool boyfriend than a girlfriend.
I think he'd be way more happy. Anywho, he's semi-dating this chick. He's scared that he's going to get beat up, so he's not really dating her. Also, she's apparently moving to Colorado in the next month or something like that. So this probably won't last that long.
It's a convenient beard, dude.
Also, his ex-girlfriend, who has a child that he dated for a month.
Yeah.
He talked with her for a day. And then she joked about killing his dog. And then she was like, he's like, I'm out.
So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you being here and hanging out with us on this episode
of
the show.
I'm going to fuck your ass, bro. Going to put my dick up in your ass. No homo, but it's going to happen.
No homo.
I don't think you could say that without any homo. All right. Well, if I ever turn gay, I know the first dude I'm going to.
It's not me. Come on, man.
J Bar, man, he's ready for it. The butt grease. See, that's what we need. It's the butt grease. That's such a great word. Fucking butt grease, man.
No, still, man, I'm not your first. That's all. It's not me.
Your dick's too small, bro.
Yeah, you think that'd be good for you?
No,
you gotta start easy.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I'm ready for the big D.
You want the big one right from the start?
Right. Who's the big D right now?
April.
Bring it. I don't know what Sam means there. What does he mean, bro? Like he's gonna give us $14,000 to bang? Cause I think that's worth it. No? Hey, man, hold up. Hold up real quick.
What?
We have two beers left.
Dude, I can't do it, man.
You can't do one more beer?
I don't think I can.
I think you can.
I don't think I can.
Bring it. Come on. This is the show.
God.
Do you think I'm drinking more than you?
No, that's four. Because
I have five.
Yeah, so you've drank seven. I've drank five. Give it over here. Come on. I mean, you got anything to do after the show today, man?
I think it's go home and sleep.
I mean, you got Game of Thrones in 4 hours.
I don't give a fuck. I got Miller at home.
What's that mean?
Got beer for the rest of the night, bro.
I'm ready. Be a man? I'll be a gay man.
I think you're drunk enough, man.
What?
Hey, did he make these tip icons himself?
Where? What?
These, man. These cheer icons. Or some sub icons, man.
Yeah, probably then, right? That's his head that I made him? Is that his head?
That's his head, ma'am.
Is it outlined?
Okay, I'm off.
It looks outlined.
Later. That was-
Dude.
I'm out. Later, later, later. End of stream.
Is that actually how it ended?
Dude, he's talking to two people. Okay, what can you expect?
Later, later, later.
Wow.
What can you expect?
Dude, I used to stream to nobody, okay? I still talked all the time.
J-Bar, you know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a little dirty. But it's gonna be glorious. It's gonna make hell raise.
What's happening?
And heaven fall. Given the gender norms and fuck me like you love me, Colby,
dude,
I will.
That's from a minute ago, man. Keep up.
Dude, he will. I will. Sam, come on. What are you, homophobic? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Do you know what acid means by Oh No, Is He Horny Again? Do you understand that reference?
No.
Let me show you some of his past titles. Let me show you some of his past titles, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to scroll down quite a bit here, okay? Like, let's just... Oh, is this all the ones they archive?
Ally Pally, man.
They may not have it. They may not have it. It may not keep it as long as it had. Really? That's all that they have? That's so sad. His title at one point, okay, was... Oh, God, what was his title? Asa, do you remember the exact title? If you don't remember the exact title, I'll try to remember it.
J-Bar, you are my new love.
Dude, J-Bar's great, dude. Yeah, man. And I'm not just saying that because he made my super alert go off.
Down. We're about to get down.
He's in Arkansas. Do you know that?
So close. Not even drive.
You have to drive there, yes.
It's not even that much of a drive, though.
It's about 6 hours.
That's not much. Compared to, like, New York, like, if I wanted to fuck minutes, like, that'd be a drive.
That's a flight, yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have sex with any of our male chatters, which one would you pick?
I'm picking J-Bar.
Would you pick J-Bar?
Straight up. I don't know what he looks like or anything like that, but we'd have a great time.
Want me to show you J-Bar?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show it to him. I'll show you to him.
4 drink, Colby. Sam, try 7. Try 9, probably, actually. That would be a better number. I also have to pee.
Write it down. What you think, man?
I can't deal with two of these, dude.
He's a little bit.
It looks like me with a good beard.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Fuck yeah, J-Bar. We could be a great-looking couple.
Oh, my God, this game, though, dude. Oh, my God.
What is this?
This is Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Too much of a pain.
Like the one I played with.
Do you notice how, by the way, J-Bar is speaking?
Yeah.
Like, he's streaming well.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Unlike me or Pinella?
You gotta update the app.
Mostly Pinella is what I was...
I think me, too. I'm bad at that. I'm bad at it.
You're not bad. I'm really... I wouldn't do this with you if you were bad, okay?
I mean, I'm good at talking on when we talk, but when I'm playing a game, I can't talk and play games.
You can't read chat and play games.
No, I can't.
I'll tell you, you want to see... Who else in chat haven't you seen? You ever seen Sam?
I haven't... I've seen a picture of Sam in the Discord.
Okay. All right, what about Acid Cat? You seen her?
Maybe?
Wow.
What the fuck, man? I was building a goddamn tower, and you knocked it over.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to break your bottle cap tower, man.
I'm sick.
Okay, first of all, that's horrible radio.
Breaking everything, man.
Because you can't see anything.
No, I just knocked over.
Then my iPad just fell down, dude. Oh, my God.
I got to pee again, so either you drink that beer faster than you could drink it.
Just go pee. We're 4 minutes over time. This part of the show does not count. Okay? We've done our good content. This is bonus content. None of this matters. You think the people care about
this? What's my chair name, bro?
Bridget, you named it. You think people care about the DVD commentary? You think they care if the DVD commentary is good? That's what this is. This is the DVD commentary of our show. Okay? I care how you look, acid. I don't, actually. Why I say that? Dude, is my nose, like, curved? I've never seen my nose from this angle. I don't like this profile photo. Chat, don't look at me. No. Mm-mm. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm not going to be seen until Colby gets back here. I don't like being the center of attention. Okay, just don't look at me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be seen.
Why don't you do a show by yourself?
I know. I'm not going to do it anymore. I think my stream's canceled. No, I'm not doing it anymore.
Maybe just don't do it. This intoxicated, maybe. I don't know.
Dude, look at my nose. Do you see this? Does my nose look weird?
Dude, no, mine looks so much more pointy. Look at that.
Yeah, noses don't look right from a profile.
No, you don't look at noses from a profile unless you're a woman.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's never turn sideways again.
Okay, sounds good.
No, that is not okay.
Sounds good. I got a big nose, man. I do. It's true. Look at that.
I don't feel like it's that big.
Dude, it's fucking huge.
Can you see everyone's nostrils from the side?
Yeah. Right, JMR? I don't know. I'm mainly Italian, but... I don't know. I don't know what you think. I got a cute nose.
You just said it was
you
big.
You better like it. I mean, it's big, but it's cute. At least it's not like that, like, jut out and then down nose. It's kind of curved.
It's a pretty straight nose, honestly.
It's a pretty straight kind of curved nose.
Like, there are people that have, like, huge bumps on their nose.
Yeah.
Like, my nose, I think, is perfectly straight down.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Like, you got a little bump, a little one. I got, like, just...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the same three.
Dude, I'll poke it into your nose, Sam.
Sam is on fire.
I will poke it into your face. He's
just roasting you today, dude.
I'm going to roast your ass. You want that? Yeah. I got a flamethrower. I bought that Elon Musk.
No, you didn't.
Boring.
I wish
company.
You did. That'd be
God,
great.
I do, though.
God, if you would have had a flamethrower, man, think of the content we could have made.
I could flame your asshole.
With that flamethrower, dude. I would prefer not to be flamed on my butt,
well,
but
your
asshole's
getting burnt.
I would prefer maybe to light like a hay bale on fire or something, dude. You know, hay bale probably burns like real good.
How about your feet? Do you use your feet?
I do. Not often, but I do.
How about your calves?
I mean, I think I need those more than my feet.
How about your hair?
Definitely need that. Yes. Yes.
Anything on you that I can burn?
If you could light one person in your life on fire, who would you light on fire?
Brett. Let me hear that later.
Oh, you're in trouble. I hope she's not here. Yep. She's in the view list, so.
Bash?
It's too late. You messed up. Like, I know it was a joke.
Dude, I pushed her off the bed earlier. It's fine.
Wait,
she knows my joking limit.
Wait, you pushed her off the bed? What do
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, there was a reason for it. There was a reason for it. I can't remember what it is at this current moment, but it was a reason.
Your bed's like 6 feet off the ground.
It's like 3 feet off
It's like
the ground.
4 feet.
It's like three.
Four and a half.
She didn't fall completely.
What do you mean? Walk me through this. What do you mean?
I can't
How
remember.
Far did she fall?
She like jumped on me and tried to suffocate me with her boobs. And
this
then
sounds
I was
great.
Like, no. Okay, yes, sounds great.
Yeah.
Until you're under the boobs and they completely surround your ability to intake.
That is my number
oxygen.
One way I would like to die.
No.
Yes.
No, that's suffocation. That would go slow.
If Chris did that to me, I'd be like, this is glorious. This is better than my life. My death is better than my life.
That would go so slow, man. Fuck that. You're telling me Chris doesn't jump on you and put her boobs in your face?
Not to suffocate me, no.
Well, yeah, but like in a sexual way?
Are you telling me that she did it in a sexual way?
No,
and then
she did it in a way where she was like, you're going to get murdered, son.
Right, that's... No, Chris doesn't
she
do that.
She also... Okay. This might be too personal, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
See you later, J-Bar.
Do you take any showers with Chris ever?
Not really.
No?
Our shower's not that big. I mean, I have before, but
right.
never like a sexy one. It's
right.
more
no,
like,
no, no.
like, I got to rinse, she's got a shower,
right.
I'm going to jump in for 30 seconds
okay,
to steal a shower.
Okay, that's how we do it as well.
Yeah.
It's not sexual. We just shower at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm fucking with her and like making jokes, whatever I'm doing. I give her
a lot of shit.
I give her a lot of shit.
Your
all
body's
the time.
Horrible. Like that? Like, what do you mean?
No, that's harsh.
What do you mean? Like, you just said you want to light her on fire.
Well, yeah, I say that a lot. I'm going to slap your ass as hard as I can. I say that a lot. But anywho, we're taking a shower. And, like, I'm, okay, she's in front, she's in the water, I'm in the back of the shower. Then we move to switch, okay?
Okay.
So she goes against the wall, I go against the open shower that's just basically shower curtain, that's it, from certain death if you fall over, okay?
Sure, sure.
She butt bumps me.
Okay.
And pushes me. To where I almost fell out of the goddamn shower.
Like, would you
like,
fall
head
onto,
first
would you fall,
onto my dome, I would be dead.
Would you fall onto the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hit my head on the toilet, then hit my head on the ground. I'd be dead.
Yeah.
That happened. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, bitch, you tried to murder me.
Again, death's going to happen to us someday. You know that, right? We're going to die. Have you come to grips with the fact that you're going to die one day?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I think that maybe that's a fundamental difference. It's like, I would like to die old, okay? But I'm going to die one day, and I know it.
If, I mean, out of any ways to go, that's probably a good
one. Getting butt bumped by your attractive girlfriend, it's a pretty good one. So, although, you know what would happen, though? The problem with that, though, honestly, like, okay, the being smothered by the boobs, that one's hard to change. But let's say the shower one. She butt bumps you, you slip in the shower, you hit your head on the toilet, you die. She's going to leave out the part where she's in the shower and she hits you with her naked butt.
Yeah. Stop.
Okay.
Whatever we're doing, stop. It's free delivery from fucking Chipotle.
Yeah, I know, dude. Dude, no joke. Look at this. Look at this right here. I literally text Chris while I was in the bathroom saying, let's get Chipotle.
Dude, free fucking delivery? Absolutely. Okay, what I was really checking on my phone was whether or not
she got
laundry today.
I got to reply to Chris real quick. Let me do this real quick. All right, let me just reply,
not, man.
Let me just reply to Chris.
No laundry for me.
Okay, let me just reply to that. There we go.
What'd you say?
Did you not read it?
No, I didn't.
You missed
see
it.
What? You say Chipotle is lit?
Is life.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
I forgot we were live. I just looked at chat and I'm like, oh, my God, we're here. Why are we still doing a show? I beat you, man.
You had less than I did.
It's true.
All right, that's the end of the show.
That's
Where's
it?
The music, man? Let's right. go.
We
J-Bar, homie, I might actually watch your stream. Man.
He's not here anymore.
I don't care.
He's gone.
I don't care. I
Acid just said, why am I still watching? And honestly, the last 15 minutes of the show are things we would never say on the regular show. You just talked about how a naked Brit smothered you with her breasts and almost bumped you with her naked butt into the toilet and you died.
Yeah.
Those are things that would not happen in the first 2 hours of the show.
I mean, probably not.
If you hadn't had 7 cervezas.
I've had 7 and 3 margaritas.
That's true. We're drunk. I wanted that to start at the beginning. Hold on, I need to be louder. Hold on.
Acid, did you butt bounce him out of the fucking shower?
How big are Brit's boobs?
Like, big?
Like, how big?
Like, pretty big.
Like, what cup? Like, C's, D's?
C's, probably, yeah.
I think Chris is a single D.
Really?
Yeah. Because it got to be big to smother you.
Yeah. Well, no, there's that, like, perfect crease in the middle of both.
Right,
where it like comes
to
a close.
Yeah, they just clasp
and
your
then
nose.
They, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You're right.
That's really dangerous.
You're absolutely right about that. All right.
So he did it to you, Acid. That's the other way around.
Yeah, that's the difference, yeah.
I mean, I can push her out of the shower anytime I want, but like, she bum-bopped me out of the fucking shower.
You almost hit your head on the toilet, man.
I did. I almost did. I sat on the edge of the fucking tub, like,
If I didn't sit, I would have fallen over.
Yeah. Sam, it is on his to-do list, okay?
What hoodie thing?
Sam, I'm going to be honest with
you. Just a hoodie?
Sam, I'm going to be honest with you. I have given him a list of things to do.
Can I write fuck Sam on the hoodie and then you buy it?
For about 7 weeks, he's had a list of things.
I have.
He's done one thing on that list.
Yeah. It hasn't been seven. It's been like five.
You want to look?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're out of beer.
Yeah, we are out of beer. We drank it all, man. Let me see when I added this.
How does this work?
How does it show when I added this? April 7th. No, that's when I added you. April 7th, okay.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Google, how many days ago was April 7th, 2019? 28 days. That's literally 4 weeks.
Yeah, I said four. You said seven.
So after over 4 weeks... 4 weeks, one job. When I had a dinner with Colby, and we discussed, hey, are you going to do stuff for Raptor Teeth? That's something you're interested in. He's like,
I said main, a little bit.
He said on 2 week rolling. He said 2 week rolling stuff.
I said probably 4 week rolling.
Now, in his defense, the hoodie is lower down on his list. Okay, he's got a lot of stuff to get back. All right, in front of, but
what kind of hoodie?
2 weeks. It's on the site, man. Sam wants this exact hoodie right here, but he wants it to have the Seth and Colby logo. That's awkward. It's been so long, they took it off the website. That's how long it's been. They took it off the website.
Was it camo?
It's snow camo.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
It's, if you click on the new arrivals, I think it's there.
That's what he wants.
Let's see. And like right,
it's right there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that.
He Why the fuck would we make that?
Because Sam will buy it. How long is it going to take you to find a snow camo pattern?
Pretty long.
6 minutes at the most.
A vector file?
Big raster. Big raster would be fine. Bungus
Love
mug?
White camo?
I thought you said the Bungus mug shouldn't be public, Acid. Isn't that what you told me? I never made the Bungus mug.
Let's end the fucking show so we can go home. I can sleep for a couple hours.
Oh, now you want the show to end?
Yes.
Now it's over.
I end.
Now that
it
we're talking,
need to be that
now
loud.
That we're talking about your
Why
work,
is it that loud? I'm drawing Game of Thrones right now. Okay,
now,
get off my back.
Now that you're drawing Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I'm getting drawing Game of Thrones.
What do you mean?
I'm drawing Game of Thrones.
What do you mean?
Like the Battle of Winterfell, I'm drawing it. I got the dragon, I got the Unsullied, I got the fucking castle, I got the nighttime bit.
ZFM needs his logo by...
He doesn't need it.
What did I say?
He really doesn't need it. May 8th.
The 8th. That's 3 days from now, man!
He doesn't need it.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Hope you had a good time. We sure did. 20 minutes of extra of show. 420, blaze it. YOLO. Roast, roast, roast. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, the pot.
Acid, I'll make it public, all right? Unlike Colby, it'll take me less than a month to do as well. Okay. Thank you guys for being here. We appreciate you. Everything is at SethandColby.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media links are /SethandColby. You can click them at SethandColby.com. If you want to listen to the audio version, you can get the links to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify at SethandColby.com. And if you want to watch the VODs or any Colby Plays games, they're also at SethandColby.com. If you want to vote in the Colby Plays games poll, pick which game he's playing this Thursday. All right, where do you think that is, man?
What?
That poll.
RaptorTeeth.com. Live.
It's at SethandColby.com.
It's at RaptorTeeth.live /SethandColby.
That's also where it's at, but it's at SethandColby.com. Technically, you are correct. Yes. But anyway, guys, thanks for watching. We're going to get out of here because I got to pee again. Okay? I love you. Thank you for being here. Acid, Sam.
Good to see y'all.
Can't believe you guys lasted
we'll
this
long.
We'll
see you Sunday.
Feel bad for it.
Thursday.
Thursday night. Thursday for a full angry review of Game of Thrones.
It will be angry.
Yes. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.